Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
The boy,
I don't like you,
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 the boy,
Mike Cute.
to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt.
Cut, cut, cut. can't take it. You just can't take it.
Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Seven Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500, add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include Male Figure versus Female Figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Car, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Touch to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Gigi Model Mom Chanel presents two events in one night. Something for everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball. Grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to all performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 7820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night, VIP table 35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Sun Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's. With Kelly, can I have the legendary Elderwood Mother Couture to the floor? Kelly? I've been asking. Walk the runway. I've been asking. And she's real mixed up. I've been asking. Performance diva. I've been asking. She doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me, say. I've been asking, huh? Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly,
couture. It's all about couture. Kelly. What's going on? We are live back once again for another segment of the show. This is definitely the number one station in Auburn history, where you can definitely get all information for Auburn at all times. Right? This is the hottest spot on a Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday night here. I am here live, coming to you on the number one railroad track in America, Amtrak, on my way back from Atlanta, Georgia, back to New York City. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. I don't know what's going on in the phone line. So without further ado, switchboard, can you please bring on my rock castle co-host and co-hosting on the air so I can have somebody communicate with these ratchet cuts on this train. Get it on my nerves. So please bring on my splendid guys, stubborn switchboard.
America. Hi, everybody on the phone line in the chat room. I'm going to go there. I'm trying to get there right now.
Yes,
what's going on, sister?
Listen, you got to get in the chat room. I need to know. I need feedback on what the girls are giving in the chat room.
Okay, give me hold that pose.
I just want to welcome you to the show, sister, your fast intro that you have and everything.
Mind you, I was just sitting there listening to that and saying that couture. I'm about to have mine changed because I got a new song. So for tomorrow, for my comeback show, I do have I want a new song to go with that because I was in the barefoot water tour like couture, couture, bouncing up and down.
Yeah,
I was getting my life off that couture, couture, couture. Yes.
We are definitely
Welcome to the show, Dee Dee.
What's going on? How is everyone?
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the call.
I'm great. I'm trying to get in this chat room. Are you up in there?
I'm in the kitchen. I can't do the chat room. I'll be in there in a minute.
Okay, wait. Let me get over here.
It's there cooking up some good old ghetto tacos with the girl.
I am welcoming you. The legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney.
What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
Hi, overall father.
What's going on? I'm home.
What's going on, Rodney? What's going on, Devon?
Oh.
You want to talk about the king, the greatest women ballroom history, and the founder of the
now, yeah.
Hey,
ooh, yes, I was broken
hey,
down.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Divine, if
Look.
You're back.
What's going on?
Hey.
How was everybody's weekend?
Yes,
London Bridge, wanna go down live. London,
wanna go down live. You're
the verb
like a lady.
Lady.
Let me show you.
Lady, you're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, hello, London. Hi, B.
Hello, my love.
I don't know what's going on because, you know, I'm not home right now, so I'm not running the switchboard. So it's so much going on right now. I don't know what's going on in the chat room. I'm just here, and I'm just free as a bird tonight. I don't know what's going on. But I want to thank all of y'all for definitely being on the show, bitch. But, you know, and I just want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this cast. Like, and I love our
A chat room, I am looking at you. So if y'all have anything y'all like to say and y'all like to, you know, express, I am watching your chat room. So feel free to be able to speak. We have 57 members and welcome.
Yes, Nicole, we are eyes tonight.
Nicole.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, Nicole, don't call out our number so that we have
to chat
with a phone line.
Bessie
needs us. We don't do things like that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't think.
Oh.
No, that's what struck.
Oh, Nicole.
I did something
that's
wrong,
it.
Bonnie?
No, I'm
talking
to Kelly.
No, I'm talking to Devon.
That's a struggling girl. That wants you to know exactly.
Oh, how long you been hosting your girl?
Yeah, we don't do that over here. But I definitely want to recap everything that happened this weekend, honey. So if anybody that's on the phone lines and y'all around, please feel free to definitely.
Can I do the first recap?
Welcome
to Lord. Okay, because Kelly's on. Oh, wait, London, I want you to take this moment to get all the tea as far as what, you know, we're going to be able to discuss the ball in Atlanta and every other ball that may have took place. Devon, your weekend. Rodney, your weekend. I want to discuss face. We have seen, you know, the big girl's face. The showdown was in Atlanta. So that's definitely going to be a big juice tonight. So all of you girls get your teas and your comments, and as long as you're not private, you definitely are welcome to come on this platform, and London, you should get the tea about the last show. You know, we just listened to the last show that was on, so I don't want to just bring that, just disregard that. They were there, so we wanted to talk about that. But I want you girls to call in to tell me about Kelly and Shasha. I'm Shay Shay, excuse me.
Wait, hold on, Nicole. We cannot go to Alaska first.
Man, Nicole.
Alaska was last night, so we have to start. We would have to start at Philadelphia first, or we have to start at South Carolina because that was on Friday.
Rodney.
So,
yes.
Kind of a little toned in there, but right now
We have Divine, Nicole, R.R., Rodney, London. If you guys are on the phone line, press 1. If you want to tune in for tonight's topic, if you're in the chat room, hello, chat room. Nicole's in the chat room, and I'm in the chat room. If you guys have any questions or comments as well, and I guess I'll just be here to kind of help you guys out a little bit because I see it getting a little bit out of hand. So you guys go ahead and continue, and I'll just be right here. Kelly, text me when you want to come on or whatever. And hi, Divine. Hi, Nicole. Hi, R.R.
Hi, Jasmine.
And hi,
how
London.
Are you?
Hi, Lady
Hello.
Couture.
Rodney. Go ahead and continue.
Rodney, your thing, Rodney.
Yes, like I said previous, that I in the sense of competition, in the sense of winning, and you're in a different city, and you're hyped, and you're amped, and you're just letting know that I'm doing this for fun, I'm having fun, I came to Philadelphia, and I sure won. It's not about the money. Here you can have the money. I just wanted the glory of the win to state my claim to my performance. So that's what I got from looking at it. But being devil's advocate, you can also get the other part, what the other people were saying, that she paid the judges for next time, or she paid the judges, just any little thing like that. But, I'm only one off me as the competitor to myself, being in the flow of the spirit, because they both performed very well when I saw the battle myself. It could have went either way, but it just happened to go Fiddle's way. So, that was her way of rejoicing and, saying in the excitement of her win.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, what do you? What you think about that? Have you ever seen that? Has that been unheard for you?
I just think that each individual has the right to do whatever they feel they want to do once they win the proceeds. But for an individual to just say, "Oh, I just come out to do it for fun," we all come out to do it for fun. But at the same time, we have to remember that we are also teaching the younger people that performance is your performance, and it always has to be at its best, and you always have to bring it accordingly. So at the end of the day, I just think that each individual has to be accountable for their appearance, their performance, and the after once they win. So,
Kelly, you're on. Go ahead. I hear, I want to see a shit slaughter because some left, the ratchet cut some left, the way back to their feet. So now, get quiet in the car. So I don't have to beat it. But I don't want to sit and dwell on topics that was already talked about and say, that lady did what she did, and if she was doing a kind gesture, we're not going to sit here and bash that lady for what she did. Or, she did what she did, Dottie, okay? It was some highlights that happened this weekend in South Carolina. It was the things that happened this weekend in Atlanta, honey. And it was things that happened all across the board that we need to talk about. So let's talk about it, honey, okay? And we're going to have support and we're going to have some control. I love all of y'all, honey, for being a part of this show. I really do, honey. Because myself, I just want to say something. Me and R.R. and Jasmine had a conversation the other night after the radio show was over. And after today, I feel so amped and so regenerated. It's like it's the first day 3 years ago. I'm ready.
I'm glad to hear that.
I got a whole new set of fire that has been putting my ass to bed, and I'm ready to set. Oh, God. Y'all going to sit here and just class eat this whole little thing. Y'all know good and goddamn well everybody wants to talk about Milan's show. So let's go ahead and get it out on the table. Get over with the ball. Recap the ball. Let's talk about Milan's show because that's what y'all want to do. And we're not going to be any plastic about it.
Okay, so let's start with Rock. And then we can move on to Rodney.
And before we go any further, it is not to read them at all because there is no read.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the evening, we are all still doing this for the community, but y'all all want to get it out. So get it out. But you pass the ball. I want to know.
The intros will read.
Well, London, you started off, and I'll follow you. Oh, no, no, no. Recap the ball, because that's what tonight is.
Well,
recap
the ball.
Ballroom,
I just want to say,
not radio.
I just want to say, wait, hold on. I just want to say that I definitely enjoyed myself this weekend in South Carolina. I really did enjoy myself in South Carolina. And the reason that I enjoyed myself in South Carolina, because the girls in South Carolina, they have a lot of potential and they definitely have a lot of talent. Tony Gags, I was definitely in South Carolina this weekend, and he fucking goofed that I was there in the building. The kids showed me so much love and showed me so much respect. But the simple fact of when you're all sitting on the judges' panel in South Carolina and you chop these kids don't come up to you and ask you why. It was like four or five kids I chopped at the ball, and after the ball was over and they see me outside in the parking lot, they came up to me, and they came up to me very respectful and wanted to know exactly why I chopped them and what do they need to do to take and fix what they were lacking or lacking thereof in their performance or runway or everything in South Carolina. So I definitely got to give a big shout-out to all those children in South Carolina. They're very respectful. And the mothers and the fathers, the way the kids came up to me, is very respectful. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Tony for definitely turning it out. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Keisha Gotti that used to be in the House of Revlon. I definitely did see a different side of her walking face this weekend. Big shout out to Africa and a big shout out to all the girls. And I don't know the lady name on the microphone from the House of Revlon. Definitely a big shout out to her, but definitely give me my shout out in South Carolina. But I definitely did enjoy South Carolina. So big up to South Carolina. And I'll definitely be back in South Carolina really, really soon.
So is Tony going to be hosting this on a monthly basis?
Yes, it's going to be every first Friday that he's going to be having it in South Carolina. And then at the end of the year, they're going to have the first Friday awards for at the end of the year in South Carolina. So it's definitely going to be every first Friday. And this Friday was the last Friday that they're going to have it at Club Colors. And it's going to be moving to another club and a better venue and everything. It's definitely going to be really cute.
Well, congratulations to Tony on his successful event this Friday, and there's more to come each month, so stay tuned. Is that enough? Was that all you guys had to say about Philly? There's nothing else about Philly?
I had touched bases already on what I needed to say as far as the judging. One of the judges was concerned in a comment that he made. I just thought that was very unprofessional of a judge to say something like that, you know, as a judge. You know, Michi Lacroix made a statement that they asked him if he didn't see it, why didn't he chop? And his rebuttal was, nobody else chopped, and it wasn't my money, so if the person that was giving out the money didn't chop, then why should I? And I thought that was very poor on his part. And I do have respect for Michi, a great deal of respect, but I think that's the problem with the judges, that they wait for someone else to lead instead of them reading the flyer and just going by what they know is right. You know, good, bad, or indifference. You're there judging because someone has to be the first one to make that decision, you know.
Well, definitely that'll be a topic that we need to touch bases on with the State of Emergency show on Wednesdays, because the judging can definitely get out of hand, and that's another reason why people are not participating as much. So that is something we definitely will touch upon on Wednesday. Divine, was there any balls this weekend in California? I think Divine's phone might be muted because she had a loud background. I'm going to take care of that in a second. Rodney, did you go to any balls this weekend?
No, I did not. I just went to a party. I want to say congratulations to Hank Prodigy and Jody 007 ex Balenciaga for winning Team Sex Siren at the ball on Philly.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I did
see
that.
Divine, Divine, you're back. Was there any shows going on? I mean, anything going on this weekend?
Oh, no, they didn't have, well, this weekend, it wasn't any balls going on in L.A., but Milan turned up to have a nice fucking party. It was wonderful. The venue was lovely. Everybody crowded, the space. It was nice. It was a nice vibe, no fights, no anything like that. So congrats to Milan on that and happy birthday. But otherwise, it was a pretty calm weekend in L.A. It was the usual.
Happy birthday, Milan. All right. Now we're moving on to the weekend. What happened in, I heard you had a big weekend in ACL, Kelly. So what happened?
I don't know what happened in Atlanta. Nicole, what you heard about happening in Atlanta?
I heard that the big girl showdown went down and you came off the pole like a stripper and you slid down and laid down on the floor like Paris is Burning against Shay Shay.
Cool.
Do you want to come? Let me know. Elaborate on that for me, Mother Couture.
Well, I
don't want to be making look like toot your horn, but we have had a conversation many of times on this show with the big girls, and you and Shay Shay have gotten on the show, and y'all both have went at it and for fun. You know, they have invited you to Atlanta, so I want you to tell me about your experience there as far as the board.
Well, I was in Atlanta this weekend. Who background? The background is really loud.
Go ahead. That was Devine. I put Devine to the side for a second.
Audrey had a cute little mini ball this weekend. The kids came out and they participated in the mini ball. And so I don't know where, and like somewhere in between the ball, I was on the judges panel and I was judging and everybody just started throwing up money, and they wanted to see me and Felicity battle for face. I was on the judges panel, Felicity was on the judges panel, and they wanted to see me and Felicity both battle for face. And so then out of nowhere, you know, they threw the money up, and me and Felicity said, okay, we got to give these girls a show. Then out of nowhere, Kool-Aid came and made it hot and said, well, Felicity and Kelly's not the only face girls in the building, and there was some other face girls that was in the building. Shay Shay, and I forgot the other lady name from the house, Chanel also. And so we all came out, and the girls battled and everything, and they said if you call for it, it will come. And Shay Shay has been calling for it, and it came.
Yes.
So who else Kelly? Because can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I read Andre's post today, and he said, I want to thank Jasmine,
It was two battles. I didn't get to that yet. The first battle was me and Felicity versus the two Chanel girls that came, Shay Shay and the other girl. That was the first battle for the first $220 that everybody in the club put up, the first $220. And Felicity won over the girl she battled from the house of Chanel. I don't know her name. I won over Shay Shay, and me and Felicity battled. Felicity won over me. Then we got back on the judges panel, and then right before the ball was over, like the last category, they said the guy that gave out the $3,000 for Big Girl's Face in Atlanta came in the club and said, I want to put up another $200 to see the Big Girl's battle again. And so then all the girls, so then Felicity got up, and she got up for Jay Channel, and she came out. And then out of the blue, my newfound girlfriends of Atlanta, I got to give them a big shout-out. I love them there. When I had dinner with them, Portia, Elon, and Mother Jasmine came out, bitch. And the building just went into a motherfucking total uproar. In Atlanta, all of the big girls was on the floor. It was a couple of big girls that was missing that should have been on, that could have been on the floor and everything. But that category, both of those two categories, made the night of Andre Sweet Mini Ball. And it was definitely cute and it was definitely fun. And I enjoyed it. And I'll definitely be coming back to Atlanta real soon, honey, to let the girls know exactly what I got, honey. But I'm coming back. I want more. But it was cute. And that's what happened in Atlanta.
It must have been nice to be there with Andre at his mini ball.
And to everybody out there in Radio Land and everybody in the ballroom community, me and Andre made up. We even spent the night together and everything on Saturday.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
Amen.
That's nice. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so, everything is cute and everything is nice there, honey. You know, my grandmother always told me, she was a person that used to drop jewels on me, and she used to drop many jewels on me, and I didn't have too many enemies at one time. So I had to clean up my backyard before I put more dirt in my backyard. So I cleaned up that backyard with Andre. Now I can focus on my next task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, is there any callers on the phone line? I want to know, because I'm sitting here and I'm a guest in the chat room and I see things that's going on, and I want to know what everybody else thinks about everything that happened this weekend, and you know, and what do my callers think about you know.
Well, I ain't gonna mention it, but you all know what I'm talking about.
Switchboard, do we have any callers?
All right, the first caller is 313-401. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. 917-617, you're on the air. You're on the air. Okay, you're gone. 404-901, you're on the air.
What's up, Kelly and Mother Couture and RR and Nicole? This is Icon Shay Chanel International.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. That's what this show is for, Shay Shay.
I heard you ladies were talking about last night. I was on one show a little while ago on the A-List show, which was great. And I want to say hi to you then, Kelly. I mean, Nicole. And then I said, well, why not go over to Chops and Ted? What's up, girls?
You know, I like the whole thing of the show. You know, when you hear your name, you press one. You know, you always get to know who's listening. I like that part. So you heard what happened here. So Kelly danced off the pole on you, Shay. So what's up? What you got to say?
I'm just going to say, well, I had a great time. I'm going to say this. The big girl phenomena is definitely, to me, is really big in Atlanta. They love us. They give us respect down here. And we make it hot. And
Kelly, you're back.
I'm back?
Yeah, Kelly got disconnected. She's back. Good.
Hey, Kelly.
This phone is scratching. The phone and this train is horrible.
Really? Kelly, that's Shay Shay on the phone.
Hey, Shay Shay.
I liked your pole dance last night, hon.
Huh?
I said, I loved your pole dance last night. All seriousness, it was a lot of fun last night. The category did go crazy. I don't know what happened or whatever, but I definitely think, and this is for anybody that's listening, since the big girl category was the category of the night, last night, and Kelly, you seem to represent really well from New York last night. Won't we just take it to a bigger platform at a big ball?
I definitely did say that I definitely going to come out, and I'm definitely going to come to a bigger platform, and it's definitely going to be in Atlanta, and I'm definitely just going to pop up for the girls and let the girls run. I definitely am the building. But I was
Let me know so we can have part two of the situation. And let's make it real hot.
Okay, we definitely going to have to do that.
Wait a minute. It doesn't even necessarily have to be in Atlanta. It could be wherever you pick.
Oh. No, I want to come to Atlanta because Atlanta is the capital of the big girl. And it's where it's
right.
Starting at. So I definitely have to come to Atlanta and definitely get another piece of Atlanta.
Okay, that's what's. Just let me know ahead of time so I can prepare.
Okay.
I could be prepared.
Ronnie has a question.
Yes.
Since Felicity and Kelly were judging and they got off to war, who were the judges that replaced them and who were the judges that was on the panel doing Big Girl's Face?
It was, to be honest with you, from my standpoint, I don't even know what was going on. I just know it wasn't a Chanel on at the time. They just went real digital. Oh, and the other girl was not a Chanel. Her name was Justine Milan. That's my best friend. She was too close.
I just found out that she was a Milan. Yeah.
Okay, so Justine, Portia, and Big J.
It was, it
wait, hold on. It was Ebony on the judges panel. It was a Prodigy on the judges panel. It was a Milan on the judges panel.
Sometimes sequels never go as planned.
It was a Balenciaga on the panel. It was a Mizrahi, and it was two other people that I don't even know what house they was in. Was on the judges panel. I think it was a Garcon and somebody else. The seventh person, I don't know who the seventh person was, but those are the six houses that I do remember that was the parents.
So let me ask you something, Shay Shay. Do you think Kelly got it because of her pole dance, or did she get it because of what the category asked for?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, daughter.
I'm going to say this. In the heat of the moment, I think that she did a lot of, you know, she wasn't the same Kelly that I walked in. She was a more, it was more of a selling situation. I would never dance on a pole unless it was sex hour, and that's just me. You know what I mean? So, but it was fun. So I think, you know, she definitely, you know, did a lot of different, our selling techniques were different. Let's just say that. So
I got to ask you that. Were you selling it, Shayshay, or were you just standing there?
No, I was selling it very sexy, selling it iconish. I don't feel like I wanted to dance on a pole. and not towards Kelly. I've never laid out or slid down a pole for face. Me.
The pole just happened to be in there by essence.
Yeah, the pole, right.
The pole was there. You know how you selling it, and the pole was just there, so I just took the pole, and I went down on the poles, and I gave you the Paris's burning moment where, you know, I had to
and then
lay
she
out
lay
on
back.
The floor.
Right. Good. Javon said,
can you unmute her, please? She wants the floor.
Devon been getting muted all night.
Yeah, she had a lot of extra going on in her background.
That is not me. That is not me. I can tell y'all that. I'm sitting in the room watching TV.
Hey, Devon.
Listen, every time we mute you, the noise ceases.
Yeah, y'all trying to mute the West. Don't do that. Y'all be nice tonight. I knew it, honey. The Jasmine didn't talk it to you.
Y'all better be nice to my sister, honey, because you know, honey, they're going to get us on that ratchet.
Nicole must have took Jasmine out this weekend. It's some tea, honey, to drive all y'all girl chats. Nicole got the switchboard against me, honey, it's some tea.
I definitely did enjoy Atlanta. It's been a long time since I definitely came down to Atlanta and actually had a good time in Atlanta, because y'all know I usually fly in the morning of the ball and then fly right back out. As soon as the ball is over, I fly right back to New York. But for me to be in Atlanta since Thursday until tonight, I really did have a great time. I really enjoyed myself. I seen a whole new different side of Atlanta, and definitely being able to chill with the big girls and the big girls of Atlanta. I got to give Jasmine and Portia definitely a big shout out. I definitely did have fun playing with Shay. It was definitely cute at the mini ball.
Definitely.
Actually, this mini ball on Friday in South Carolina, and this mini ball that happened on Sunday in Atlanta, I really enjoyed myself at the ball, because usually I'm ready to go home 15, 20 minutes into the ball. I really did have a great time this weekend. And everything that happened after I came back from South Carolina and definitely mingling with all the big girls and seeing all the big girls in Atlanta, it definitely gave me a newfound respect for Atlanta, because I really didn't really come into Atlanta or dealing with Atlanta. But like I told the girls afterwards, I'm definitely going to come back to Atlanta, and I'm definitely going to try to make it a little second home and come down and visit the girls and have a conversation and chat with the girls and everything. So I will be in Atlanta more often, so definitely get ready to see the tour in Atlanta, because I'm kind of just
That's what's
yes.
up. Well, the child, I enjoy listening to the show.
I don't know who's talking. I don't know what's going on, honey. I'm telling you, I'm on my Bluetooth. I don't know what's going on. Y'all got to keep me in the loop of what's going on.
I thought that was Shay Shay.
Oh, that's Divine. Divine, you need to call me. Divine, you need to call me.
Oh, okay.
Like it's important. I need to talk to you.
I got you. You got my number right in box. You should
I called you,
Divine.
I called you, and I didn't get no answer. I guess you was busy getting ready for Vegas.
Oh, was. Oh, you know what? Because you called from a different number.
She do shows and call from Texas. She does shows.
I called this 404, and I figured I wasn't in that town.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Can I
take a moment to say something to him in front of everybody? I haven't got a chance to really talk to my father in a minute, but I want to say this to you that a long time ago when I came to New York in 97, when I first came to see you and I first joined the House of Chanel, you said to me, ooh, I think somebody's phone is going crazy, but you said to me, in the long run, after you finish doing what you do in the ballroom scene, to invest in your name and carry on your legacy. And I wanted to say those words inspired me to have a ball in another state. I had a ball about 2 weeks ago in Birmingham, Alabama, and the success was phenomenal. And I just want to thank you for inspiring me and to following your footsteps and guiding me in the right direction with the ballroom scene. I consider you a blessing to still be around, to teach and nurse and carry on this legacy in balls. I just want to thank you so much, and I love you so much for that.
I love you too.
When I was going to give the ball to Birmingham, I was kind of nervous. I was like, it's all the way in the country. Who's going to come down here? And when I tell you Stuart, Andre, Temperance, Hassan, the Mugleas, the House of Ibisu, Clint, Deidre, like so many people came down to Birmingham, Alabama to support me giving the mini ball down. And it was a success. The turnout was wonderful. But I thank you so much for that day. It was so fun.
Well, that's
yes,
what I'm here
yes.
For.
Oh, and I want to say, R.R., you made me the woman I am today. Every
Divine.
Every time I take a shot, I think of you and those big-ass titties.
You got?
No. I just want to give a shout-out.
Can y'all mute her?
Shout-out.
Can y'all mute
her?
Please. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody. I want to give a shout-out to anybody that just call and listen to my little show, honey. No. It's just so negative, honey, and everything, honey. I just want to shout y'all out for just listening to my show, honey. I just thank y'all. And I want to tell y'all to definitely come out Tuesday night. It's definitely all positive, and you definitely get no negativity and stuff on Tuesday night. We're going to let them go fuck the cold hard, honey. And definitely come out and support my legendary iconic sister on Wednesday night. State of emergency, where you can definitely get all positive. But if you don't want to hear all that positive stuff that my sister is talking about, you definitely tune into Monday night, honey, where I'll definitely be wrecking ghetto and fucking up and getting SHC. How you doing?
I barely hear you. The next caller is 404-748. You're on the air. 404-748, you're on the air.
That's an Atlanta number. What's going on, ATL?
347-703, you're on the air.
Hello,
Alexis, you on the air, darling?
Shut up, Kelly.
What's going on?
Kelly, what's going on? I have a question for you, Kelly.
Yes.
Because you know, me and you had a real heated conversation not too long ago about the drugs in Atlanta.
Yes.
Now that you have gone down there and got you piece of the Georgia peach, have you changed your opinion on the girls yet?
I really think the girls are really nice and the girls are really genuine. And the conversation was just so nice and it was so sweet. And the girls opened their arms and welcomed me in, and I welcomed the girls in, and they got to see Kelly Knight and not Kelly Couture or Kelly Mizrahi, because everybody makes their opinions on me as Kelly Mizrahi or Kelly Couture, when that's a totally different person from Kelly Knight. So they actually got to see Kelly Knight, and we actually got to sit down and have conversations and everything and talk, and I really enjoy
all the ladies. From Paul, I don't know all the ladies' names, but I remember Portia, I remember Jasmine, the other lady, Justine, and I remember the other two ladies, and Felicity. I really enjoyed having a conversation with sitting down and getting to meet all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't have a lot of questions you want to ask? Alexa?
No, she's back. Thank you, Alexa.
Alexis,
yes.
You back? Because, Alexis, I want to know your opinion, Alexis, on something.
What's going on?
Because you were very outspoken about, you know, what I'm talking about, Alexis. So what was your outtake on it, Alexis?
We don't know what you're talking about. So how could you
imagine? But Alexis is going to get right to it. She knows what I'm talking about.
No, I'm lost on this. What are we doing now, Kelly?
Your outtake on what you was just talking on a couple of hours ago. What's your outtake?
I mean, I didn't get
you was very outspoken. You was very outspoken, and then it was going to be a negative platform and it was shade and all that. So what's your outtake on the show?
Oh, on the show. As far as it's too many hosts on the show.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you because everybody needs to stay back because I can't hear.
It was too many. Maybe it's Bluetooth. Let me turn it up. It was too many co-hosts. It sounded like at first it sounded like a brawl. Like, it was just everybody was trying to talk at one time. And personally, this is my honest opinion. Like I said on the show, I thought it was supposed to be like a more of a, like what Jasmine does on a Wednesday,
State of emergency.
But it was more just like a regular Monday night at the shop. And I mean, that's just my opinion. And I just thought it was gonna be more of a a more positive forum. Yeah, but it's just like a duplicate of Tens of Top.
Oh, there go that word again.
Thank you.
What you said, London?
Divine
said
it's more like a replica.
And you know what? Can we please? I don't know you out there. I know you out there and you listening. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. Cause I'm a real bitch. Okay. Yes, I did listen. To that ratchet show. And it was ratchet. Okay. And I would like the real Maya Angelou to please stand up. If you girls gonna use my, if y'all girls gonna use my people and use their name and y'all show to say, please get the real girl. Can I please have my girlfriend, Miss Maya Angelou, call into my show tonight, girl? Please don't have, because I'm 100% real. Okay. If you're gonna use my style, bitch, come forth right to say, put me my answer, hit the real person up and try to get her to be a part of your show. Don't use no ratchet understudy mistake. It's horrible mistake, girl. It's pitiful.
All right, y'all
mistake,
made
girl.
It hot because now the phone lines have lit up. So let's
I want the phone lines to let up because I'm here, okay? And I'm going to be nice this thing. And I'm going to be nice and I keep telling y'all girls, okay?
On the show, they only show us much love and much respect.
Rodney, I don't know when you listen. Rodney, I don't know when you started listening to the show, Rodney. But Rodney, we are old queens, Rodney, and I know old queen motherfucking shade with things and statements that the girls was making, and I tried to be nice with the girls and play nice, but I'm not gonna play nice anymore. Okay.
Can y'all hold on
and let me finish making my statements, okay?
I'm gonna make my statements
and y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. I just don't like the fact of how the girls took and they made their little underlined shade statements that they made about things that go on this show. I did catch that. I did listen to the show. And it's my job to take and listen and watch other shows and listen to other shows. So, yes, I will listen to the show. I will catch the shades of the girls on the show. And I will talk about it on my show when I come on my little ratchet show. Okay? And I will also tell you that we have a platinum motherfucking package, okay? And the only way you know your numbers on your show is when the show is over. So, Milan, if you're going to sit and say you got 196 people on your phone line to 198 people, girl, please stop lying to make yourself seem like you're bigger than what you are. Because I've been on Amtrak since 8 o'clock leaving from Atlanta, and every time my phone drops, I always get right back on your line, on your show. You can only see 74 people when they call into your show. You only see the numbers at the end of the night when they tally, when the icons go up. Please don't make yourself seem bigger than what you are.
This show
this show just got hot. Like I tell you, I'm the number one radio station in boardroom history. I don't need anybody to take a signify to me. I don't send out email blasts about my show. I don't post my shows in all other rooms and say, I have people that do that for me. Because if it was up to me, I wouldn't do it at all because I don't need to pick up a timeline to say my show is coming on because bitches know. When I come on, because I'm the A-list factor. I'm the A++ factor of Boardroom Radio. Let's get that together. This is A-list radio right here, and that's all I got to say.
Jasmine, you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I totally I heard you being an old girl. Of course, I've heard the indirects and stuff like that. I'm not gonna pay too much of attention because it's basically Tins and Chops set the tone and it's the trendsetter for everything that goes on after there's a show. I do disagree with the whole negative and the positive statement. That was one of the underlying statements that was irking my nerve. Negative, positive, passing. If you take a positive show after Tins and Shop, you still will be taking the show and doing something that I set the tone for. Positive topics and all that stuff, still everything. We have all these different outlets, and it's not just a show based upon reading. There's a show based upon resources, communication. We do so many different things on this show. I myself brought the positive platform. When the shows were started, it was all about ballroom reading and this and that and that. So being a part of Tins and Shop, I set the tone for it. So I kind of disagree with Tins and Chop being so negative. I think through everything we need some controversy because like Alexis said, and I will agree, Vicky Gotti is there to be controversial. And he was tonight. You know, he spilled teas and he did that. And you know, so we now know that that all comes a part of having
hold on,
a show.
Hold on, Nicole. Let me stop you 1 minute. Vicky Gotti is, and me and Vicky Gotti, we have a relationship that goes on over ballroom and radio and all of these things. And the reason I don't see Vicky Gotti, she knows exactly why I don't see her. But Vicky Gotti is the London of that show. But to see the difference between London, nobody knows who London is. Vicky Gotti, all the girls know who she is. So when it's time for her to get tapped, the girls gonna tap her. They can't tap London, and that's what they're using her for over there on the outlet. And I have nothing personal against Vicky Gotti that has anything to do with radio show, that has anything to do with her talk show. It has something to do with me and Vicky Gotti used to talk. It's why I don't see her. So let's get that out there to everybody.
Kelly, there's no comparison.
Don't you ever say that again. Talk about you talk to somebody
I'm
named Vicky.
I'm just being real.
Well, I think
I don't listen. What I don't understand is why can't we all just sit at the table and eat? Because there's enough to go around for everybody. But at the same token, you know, you're not going to spend 35 minutes talking about a radio show that's still formatting their program when your program has proven itself to be 100% for 3 years.
It's
not even for the show, RR. It's the show, Nicole. This is what it is. I don't have a problem, and this is what I say. It's just like it's so many different talk shows out here that come on back to back that we see in real life. I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with, is the girls saying that, oh, my show is going to be such. But do you have bitches that want to sit here and bitches want to throw motherfucking shade, bitch? And I don't like bitches. I'm a real person.
Okay,
I don't like people to throw shade. I don't like people to throw shade when bitches was just trying to get me on the motherfucking phone to take and have a conversation so we could squash the situation that was going on. But if people want to come here on my way to Atlanta on Friday, people were trying to get me on the phone to have 3 or 4 week conversations shade and be catty.
All right, so can I ask a question now, and can I get an answer from this? Because now let me talk. I did not listen to the show.
Oh, shit.
I did not have anything to do with the show, and it wasn't no shade on my behalf, but I was working, and I also was on a conference call with
the
leaders of Florida.
You
ain't
have time for that shit.
So, listen, I need to know some of these questions that I'm about to ask. I need to know the answers. Who, what, not even who, but I just want to ask a question to R.R., Nicole, and Kelly. Was Milan and Camaro, were they throwing shade toward us or our show?
From what I heard when I came on for the last half hour, they were being more open. They weren't throwing shade. I'm going to just put it to you like that. They were, whenever the
Nicole.
Shade came up, they tried to just, we're not going to talk like that because we're not there. We put that behind us. We're moving forward. They were more positive than negative. I don't think there was anything negative in there.
There were questions being asked to certain callers that call into this show.
Rodney,
hold on. Let me tell you something. This is where the shade start. This is where the shade started at with me and got me fucked. Okay, and I'm gonna be real. I listened to the show because everybody kept calling my phone all fucking day long about this fucking show because I forgot all about the fucking show. Okay, the shade started with the show when Tippers came on and said, "Oh, this is gonna be an aspect where we can just." Positive, and we got to leave all that negative to that upper south. That's where the shade fucking started. But y'all motherfucking bitches wasn't saying that when y'all was talking to the father of the Casa Couture on Friday, and y'all wanted to get me on a three-way call, and y'all wanted to squash this. But now Monday come around, and bitches want to be positive. And that's what, and I'm going to tell y'all, bitch, I was very highly upset that motherfucking Jackson came on the radio and Jackson would apologize or say any motherfucking thing, because bitches say it's motherfucking choice, and it's not fucking choice.
Kelly, please, calm down. Now, I'm asking, my question is, was it Milan and Camaro? I'm not Temperance. I'm not asking about Temperance. I'm asking about Milan and Camaro. Nicole, did you hear anything from Milan or Camaro?
Oh, not, no.
Okay. And that's where I'm going to leave that, because my issue, and let's clarify something very quickly, my issue was with Milan and Camaro. Any other host or co-host or anybody affiliated with the show, I can care less about what they said. But when it came to Milan and Camaro, we tried to work out our differences based on myself, Milan,
and that's
and
what
Camaro.
Milan, and that's what Milan said. He said that
and
we've already talked about that situation and we've already squashed that situation. That's a situation that's behind us. And all of those parties that were involved, we are now moving forward and we are all still friends.
And then when
well,
I
this
we'll
is
say
a topic
this,
that
also,
everybody, what's name? I want to say this, everybody's cool. They have a show. I don't think it's that much of juice, but it's something that my phone line is going off. My texts are going off. They want to come on. They like what Kelly is saying. They feel this is what the show is about. It has nothing personal to do with anybody on their platform.
Let Kelly talk.
Because everybody's sitting here. Let me tell you something. Everybody's sitting here, and everybody's trying to be nice about the situation, okay? I'm not a dumb bitch, okay? I'm not acting this slow. I'm not dumb and I'm far from it, okay? Everybody that texts my phone and everything, everybody caught all the shade. But everybody want to sit here and everybody want to act like they, nobody caught nothing or caught any of the shade that was going on, and the shade is the girls were stolen. First of all, for Tiffany to come out of her mouth and say, I want to thank you for definitely having making Jasmine apologize. No, I'm going to say,
why
was
that
shade?
Right there.
How was
let's
that shade, Kelly?
Right there. Let's
how was that
right
shade?
There. No, let's stop right there, R.R., for one second.
Because you didn't
let's
make
clarify.
Her.
Let's
you didn't make her do anything.
First of all, Jasmine didn't make Jasmine do anything. They called Raven and begged to get on a three-way conversation with Jasmine the same way they begged to get on a three-way conversation with me on Friday to try to squash this problem. So for these bitches to try to throw shade like that when they speak shade, I'm an old motherfucker, bitch. I know shade and I smell shade. And I know shit and I smell shit when it's shit. They try to shit, bitch. They try to shit over here, okay?
Good.
And this is one thing, and this is, wait, hold on, Jasmine. This is one thing that I want for everybody. part of this show. If you're going to be a part of this show, I want you to voice your opinion, and I want you to be real about everything that happens here, because I'm always supposed to be real with y'all. And anything, any way I feel about any one of y'all, I'm going to let y'all know exactly how I feel.
Okay, Jasmine, let me ask you this. When I came onto the radio show one night, did I not say to you before this conversation that Kelly's talking about that y'all had, did I not say to you, Jasmine, I don't think that we should blame the whole house of Blondie for the personal things that you and a few other people may go through. The whole house shouldn't have to suffer. Did I not say that? And you turned around and said, you know what, you're right, and I owe the house of Blondie an apology, and I apologize to the house of Blondie. Is that not how it went down?
Well, as far as the whole house of Blondie thing goes, yes.
If that's what she was talking about,
then yes. The next night, I did apologize on behalf
that's
of
what
the
she
whole
was
house
talking
all
about.
Blocking about. But as far as my apology, or not even my apology, but me explaining myself and my actions goes towards Milan and Tamara,
you know,
that came from me.
I need to get to North Carolina, bitch, so I can get me a cigarette, because, bitch, y'all know I can't do this motherfucking show without a cigarette. I'm on this train, and I'm constricted to not smoke a cigarette.
They're about to pull the train over and kick you off.
Yeah, they about to pull the train over, because, bitch, and I'm on motherfucking fire, honey. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm burning right now, okay?
You know what? This is what we're going to do.
Let me tell you something. After Jasmine had that conversation, and she spoke with them, and the girls were supposed to take down all the comments and all the videos and everything they made up, and they didn't take it down, I already knew that it was still shade, okay? The girls think they're going to take it, use my sister to take and mold the situation over, and they're supposed to use Raven to try to get to me to mold the situation over. Ain't no motherfucking come like that, bitch. You're not basically going to step on my motherfucking toes, and we just going to mold the situation over that easy. Ain't no motherfucking to be fellow. Okay.
Please take some callers, please.
No, we're not going to take no callers, because I know shit when I smell shit. And bitch, and those bitches think they're going to shit on me, and I don't smell it, I smell it. Y'all can take some other callers, and I'm going to take a break, because I'm being real loud on the train, and I'm going to mute my phone.
Thank you.
But Desmond.
Welcome. This doesn't make no sense. Go ahead, Rodney.
I feel like as far as with Temperance, because as far as the announcements and as far as the host for the show, Temperance was not announced as one of the co-hosts of the show, so her comments were just Temperance comments. Milan
exactly.
And Kamazi said best not to speak on Kelly or Jasmine as far as negativity. So it's just like if you and Kelly was having a discrepancy with Kamala and Milan, and I start, you know, saying stuff about Milan and Kamala on the side like that. That was like me being Temperance. But Temperance was just speaking her mind as a caller calling in, and she stayed on the line like
you
do.
Yeah, I did say I was going to mute my phone, but Temperance is the one that's catching out.
Temperance is not a host of the show, Kelly.
But she's not a host.
So you can't blame her. You cannot blame the co-host for something that a caller is talking about.
But Temperance is reaching out on the three-way conversation to mold the situation over with her house and the kids and everybody in her, those leaders in her house. But you get up and then you turn around and get up on the radio show and want to throw shit. Bitch, don't throw shit.
Okay.
But you're trying to motherfucking make apples.
I think a lot of this is just very, you know, just being defensive and stuff. Personally, like I said, the agreement that we came to was we cannot control what other people are going to say. As long as we work among ourselves, control what we say, that's where we left it at. So, in my eyes, I wish them the best of luck with their show. As long as Milan and Camaro kept things neutral, I keep things neutral on my end, and hopefully we can get past this. As far as other people go, and as far as y'all go, then, you know, y'all, it's an open field. You guys can say what you guys want, and they can say what they want, but, you know, as far as I go, I'm just leaving it at that. Kelly, they understood that I was not going to control Kelly. I wasn't going to puppet her and tell her this is what she needs to do. That's what Kelly feels. If this is where Kelly wants to go with it, then she's more than welcome to. But that's just my opinion on it. So the callers, they know that their callers was going to call in and read our callers were going to call in and read, they understood that this is what was going to happen.
Yeah,
and as far as co-hosts go, they knew that the co-hosts also had nothing to do with Kelly, Jasmine, Camaro, and Milan. Just like it has nothing to do with Temper. So
when you send for it, it will motherfucking come. Ready for when it comes, bitch. Because like I said, the last person sent for it, and it came, bitch. So when y'all sent for it, it's going to come. So be ready for it to come.
Who was the last person that sent for it?
Wait, what I don't understand is this is all Ginger Tops, not A-Lissa Ballroom, so what are you talking about there?
Do we have any callers?
Can we take some more callers, please? Because it's a lot going on right now. Do y'all have callers?
Yeah.
I got no computer.
Yeah, we have callers. I had to go smoke a cigarette. So area code 252.
You want to call
because
I'm talking about smoking cigarettes.
252-373, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dana Revlon. I wanted to speak with Kelly. I was the one that was on the microphone in South Carolina during her LSS.
Yes, how you doing, darling? I enjoyed
hey, baby doll. I enjoyed you so much in South Carolina. It was so much fun to have you in the building, just to have your presence there. It was a blast. I didn't get a chance to talk to you personally, but I have been waiting for that moment to give you your motherfucking life, and you gave me exactly what the fuck I envisioned. It was good seeing you. I hope you come back. It was good. It proves that we have growth to have you back in the Carolinas having a good time and enjoying yourself. So I just wanted to call and give big up to you. It was good to have you there, girlfriend.
Thank you definitely for giving me that big shout-out in the Carolinas. I definitely did have fun. And, you know, every time I come to a new state that I never hit before, you know, I was going to give them a nasty LSS. And with your conversation, it just made me feel it even more.
Okay, hold on. Divine, you're on the air, and baby, you weren't muted on purpose. I was outside, but we can hear your TV. But I'm going to unmute you so you can talk, but I'm sorry.
Oh, you can hear my TV?
Yeah, well, we heard something earlier, but I'm going to leave you unmuted. But you guys just let me know if y'all hear something, because I'm going back outside. Go ahead, Divine.
Okay, well, first of all, I wanted to say about hello.
Yeah,
I want to say about the show. You know, to me, the show with Milan and us earlier, I think it's kind of like you have daytime talk and then you have nighttime talk. You know what I mean? It was a softer version of what goes on at this show. Yes, I don't think it was a duplicate because a talk show is a talk show. Basically, what you do on a talk show, you have questions, you have commentary, you have answers. So no matter how you format it, I mean, we're all in the same genre. We're all in ballroom. So if it's a talk show and we're all involved in ballroom, then we're going to be talking about ballroom. So
Divine,
as far as the duplication,
Divine, we can't be duplicating. We can't be
duplicating.
Let me finish saying what I was saying. Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Hold on.
I got this, though. I got this. Watch this. Now, first off, me being part of the show, I'm an open, honest girl. I'm going to be very candid about my experience with the show today. I feel that it was a rocky start, and I feel like we should not have had such a rocky start, being that you already had your goal set at something. Like, you've already had a show, you've listened to this show, so you know how shows are formatted. I think we could have had a smoother start. I didn't care for my intro. I'm sure we'll get over that. That's fine. Lots of
ice truck.
Nicole.
Yeah, pineapples, bitch. Pineapples.
Yes,
no.
How you doing?
Nicole, come on.
So, and as far as the commentary, we already know that, you know, these are two different shows. There's going to be people that come on there, same things that's going to be at this show, and there'll be people that come on this show and the same things will be at them. like Desmond said, that's nothing that we can control, and it's nothing that we should even care about, because that's what talk shows are about. They're about opinions. So, and everybody's going to have one, and like other people, like I have heard said before, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, and some are even shitty. So,
but
with that being said, I mean, that kind of shit we shouldn't even be worried about. Like, you know what I mean? But I do want to stick with the show and see where it goes. I think that, you know, to me, like I said, it's different. It's a lighter version of what goes on. To me, it's very different. It's very daytime. And I think this show more, and it's a different audience, because this show gets you, you know, this show is giving you, you know our audience gives out the, you know what I mean? And I think that that audience is just looking for something different right there. Because it was different people that called in that I don't necessarily hear on this show, I will honestly say. You know, so to me, I mean, it was cool to get another side of the story or of other people's opinions. Because, you know, there's people that don't like us, may not like me, may not like Kelly, may not like Jasmine, Nicole, Rodney. So they won't call into this show. Who knows? But, you know, that's what you have other shows on for. It's just like Channel 7 News. You have 7, you have 2, you have 4, you know, and they all do their thing at the same time. It's all about what you prefer. So I think at the end of the day, I mean, if that show gets it to the point where it's got a good star role, it may be something. If not, we have nothing to worry about over here. This show is solid right here. You know what I mean? So, I like I said, as far as opinions and stuff, I don't think I should even worry about what the other show is doing. I mean, but I think we should listen, because it should be interesting. We should egg on other people to do what we're doing.
What?
You know what I mean? Because we all want to empower everybody to do something. Get up and do something. Even if you're inspired by duplication, get out there and do something. Who cares?
But I just want to say, I want to say to my sister, my faithful listeners, and my faithful callers, please do not fall into Milan's show. If y'all going to listen to the show, do not fall into the show and bash them the show about, and you know, and all types of things. I don't want y'all to do that. And if y'all respect me and y'all respect what we do here and teach stuff, please don't do that. If I want y'all to listen to the show, listen to it. But please don't fall in there and pay attention to chapter their show or bash their show. I want y'all to do that. I respect
Kelly.
What?
So you mean to tell me that if CNN broadcasts something, they're going to tell them don't turn to headline news or something?
I got my face listening, and I want to let you know. Yes, thank you. Nicole, you over there having orgasms.
Go ahead and say what you
got to
say.
I think that Kelly's going off. I'm living for it. I appreciate Devon thing and But personally, it's not personal. I think we both have shows. You know, we had a show. We have a show. We have had a show for 3 years. You know, the controversy will go back and forth. There's going to, like Devon said, people that's going to go to that show and people that's going to come. I don't think it's personal. Not to Tempest, not to anything. This is Ballroom. It's shade for the floor. It's shade for Blog Talk. So everybody should have their opinion. Getting angry. Nobody should get angry because I'm getting my life and I got an opinion. I think they copycat. Doesn't mean that I have a personal problem with them. It doesn't mean that I'm mad about it because I'm feeling it over here on my show. I don't think that it's personal, and I don't think that when you, because I know you're the voice of reason and you don't want it to look like that, and
no.
I appreciate that. But I don't really think, I don't want us to be famous.
I agree with you, Nicole.
Oh, wow. I like that. I always do that. Yes. They
want to. Can everybody hear me? I don't want y'all to think that this situation with the radio show is not personal.
Okay,
this situation is not personal. This situation exists.
Yes.
Whoever background it is, y'all need to get it together.
Yeah, they coughing.
This situation became personal, okay? Because people don't have backbones to say what they gotta say, okay? And so they send me messages, and I read the messages, but I don't give a fuck to them how people picture me or how people think about me, because I know who I am outside of this radio show and who I am outside of this boardroom thing. Where it became personal is because every message that was sent to me about every person that belongs or Milan or his house tried to smash my house and the girl felt the way, and they sent me the messages, and I read the messages out, and Milan came on that show that night because I was reading the messages, and everybody felt that I was attacking the house of Milan when I wasn't attacking the house of Milan. I was just reading what other people said, and he came and made it personal, and he attacked me and wrecked my house because I never did anything to help him. Okay, that's what it became.
out there. Now, everybody wants some of the happy because of it. Bitch, shit, I'm ready for motherfucking war. But don't sit for me if I didn't come for you. And anything that I say on this show, I have no opinions on anything. The only personal opinions that I ever once had about this show or anything that happened on this show was what happened between myself and the House of Israel. That's the only opinion I ever had. And anything that I say that comes out of my mouth, I'll let y'all know. It's not my opinion or my observation of this situation. This is what the girls are saying. I say that every time I say any statement. And that's where it became personal, when my law came and attacked me and attacked my motherfucking house. But you don't know me or my motherfucking lover. Okay? That's when it became personal. And now it's motherfucking war. And it has nothing to do with the House of Blondie, and it has nothing to do with the House of the Four. It has to do with Kelly Knight and motherfucking Malone Christopher.
All right, we have a ton of callers, and I'm hearing background feed again, so can we please either mute our phones or something?
That is me. I'm sitting by myself.
No, I can vouch that is you.
I'm not sure whose phone that is.
And I'm sitting here in
the lounge talking by myself. Everybody don't wait to go to sleep. Then I'll close the lounge call and just dark, and I'm sitting about myself in the lounge.
Okay, well, let me say something really
quickly, then we are going to go on to a whole bunch of callers. Again, personally, I don't care about the comments and the side comments, because if you're making all these side comments, then, you know, get up enough guts to say what you really have to say. I'm getting messages all over Facebook right now that it wasn't, you know, Camaro or Milan. So, Camaro and Milan, thank you. But I am getting it with other people using comments like the other show, the way they would say it, and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's always said, the other show, the other commentator, you know, things of that sort, so... I mean, we hear it all the time. It's shame.
Yeah, we do.
But bottom line is, you know, leave it alone. In my eyes, I'm leaving it alone. But y'all do whatever y'all want
to
do. But
I like their comments. And look what it did to Kelly. She got so many callers. Get some callers on it. Kelly, you told it.
That's your business, though. That's your business. Everybody has a opinion. Why should we? That's what makes the shit
right.
I mean,
right, Devon. That's what I said.
That's
so
your
it's
business,
not...
baby. Everybody has a opinion. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear the up.
Yes, and they heard everything that Kelly's going off about. Everybody else heard it, too, because my phone line is skipped. Get
like
that one.
Like said before, that's what they want. They like Kelly to go out of character, and that's what y'all get. So this is what y'all want.
They say Kelly's telling the truth.
Hold on. But y'all not gonna keep calling this the other show. This is the motherfucker show. It's not the other show. It's the show. Okay. The other four shows that came after, I crushed them. They're gone.
This is no cigarettes. She ain't got no cigarettes, y'all.
All right. 404-254. You're out of the air. 404-254. You're on the air.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Hi, Hassan.
This is Hassan again. What's going on? Devon,
again.
Man, you ain't let me talk. I just want to say hi to everybody.
What's going on?
Oh, Kelly, I think you shouldn't get uptight about it. Just let it go. Like, just
Kelly, they can't hear you because you are so low, so they can't even hear you when you talk. But Kelly, go ahead. I'm sorry if I interrupt you guys and tell you Kelly is talking. Just kind of tone it down. Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, I'll shut up.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because I saw you were going to say again. You never spoke to us again.
Yes, wait.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, you did. Yes, Kelly. She's on the road. I love
it. Hold on. See, first of all, I'm a person that I like to address people face to face. I'm not really into the radio type of thing. Like,
Hassan, when you came on, you said me again. You said it's me again.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Hey.
That's what Kelly's talking about. You said it's me again, and you never saw it.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you, Hassan.
I'm so sorry. First of all, Kelly, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know, just be like, when I be calling the show.
Okay, thank you, I saw it.
I'll be on hold, I'll be off a hold.
But anyway, I mean, personally, I just think that you should just go ahead and just do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what the next person is doing. Even if it is Shay and they're in the radio, I guess in the radio show business, yeah, okay, listen to them. You know what I'm saying? You always supposed to go the extra mile and do things different. Their show is first, their show is second. You do something different or do what you normally do.
No. This show is not first.
No?
We're second.
Oh,
no.
Nicole, let him finish, Nicole. Go ahead, Cole. I don't even want to talk about it no more, but go ahead. They show come on beforehand.
They don't even do the same format that Kelly does. You know what I'm saying? And y'all been doing this show for 3 years, so it's already together. Like I think RR said that earlier when I got in. But it's already formatted. It's already together. I'm not sure what kind of twist they're trying to get to. You know what I mean? But it is interesting to hear everybody go off. I have to hang it up because y'all play it on this phone.
And you aggravated me, yo, with all of that damn motherfucking noise and those sound effects in the background. And I ain't got no fucking cigarette, and I've been on this show for already 2 hours, and I ain't got no cigarette. You aggravated me with those sound effects. Get it together.
I'll just be on hold. Just put me on hold.
Okay, thank you.
678-789, you're on the air. 678-789, you're on the air. Okay, you're gone. 312-804, you're on the air.
Hey, this is cute.
Hi.
Nicole.
Yes.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey, no sound effects, no cackling, just get it on my nerves. I'm probably, I'm aggravated. I will end this show right now at one o'clock, and we won't go on, honey. I got no. I'm not making sound effects.
What are you talking about?
Hello.
Hello.
Rodney, Kelly, Jasmine,
Hi, Milan.
This is Milan. I just want to personally just kind of clear up some air, some things that are being said. On the A-List show today, I know for a fact that every time somebody even tried to bring up Tins or Chops, I kind of reiterated, you know, positive things about Tins and Chops. I talked about the conversations that me and Jasmine and Raven had. I'm really kind of lost at what Kelly is talking about, again, because we had no negative commentation about her, the house of the tour, or the show. A lot of the co-hosts that are actually on this show right now actually called into our show. You know, I'm just really kind of like, I just don't get it. You know, it's for me, we have moved forward. It's really not, I don't even understand what's going on. I just think, you know, I'm not sure if people are trying to invent a problem or invent something that's negative when there was absolutely nothing negative from our standpoint that was going on with this show. And I know that for a fact, me personally, none from any of the hosts, Harold, myself, Divine, you know, Jay, Camaro, no one said anything negative about you or the house or this show. So I'm not really sure where Kelly, she says she listened to the show. I don't even know what she's referring to or the things that she's referring to. And I would definitely like to address those things. So Kelly, I'm really lost at where you're coming from.
Kelly? Anybody?
Just listening.
Yeah, so, as I'm going to continue to keep it positive. There's no negative energy from us. And like I said, me and Jasmine had a very good conversation, and that conversation still stands. And
I got a question. You and Jasmine had a good conversation, and when you and Jasmine had that conversation, and Jasmine told you she was going to do what she did, and you was going to take down all your comments and all your videos and things you said, but you still have, to this day, have not done any of that, Milan.
I'm sorry, Kelly. We were supposed to be me. The thing that me and Jasmine talked about, and also Raven, is that we were going to get you on the phone so we can all be on one accord as a group, not just me and Jasmine.
Y'all could have did Kelly on one accord with y'all. Kelly and Jasmine, hold on, let me see. Kelly and Jasmine, Jasmine, hold on, I'm speaking to you.
That's why we tried to call you, Kelly. I think Jasmine tried to call you, Raven tried to call you, we all tried to call you. call you so we can all talk and you did not get on the phone. You know, I'm not going to go here. You know, like I said, everything is still fine. I would like to personally talk to you on a one-on-one basis. I know that this character that you put on this show is the Kelly Couture. That's what this show is about. So I'm going to let you.
The character that I put on this show, yes, it is Kelly Couture. But the person that you tried to come for was not Kelly Couture. Okay, and the gloves was off because Kelly Couture has nothing to do with her husband and all the things you said and everything.
Kelly. I don't know if you're still. I don't know if you want to continue to make up things. I've never said anything about your husband or any of that. So I don't even know where that's coming from.
Please go listen to the icons of the show.
I've never said anything about your husband, Kelly.
My nasty.
Like you said, this is between. I've never said that. I've never said. I've never called her.
Get somebody else.
Look, I don't want us to. You want to make this into something negative again? If you, I really am waiting for that phone call so we can personally have a conversation.
Don't go into that. Just leave it alone.
Let me tell you something, okay? Bitch, okay? I listen back to every fucking show that I do the next fucking day and everything. Because I don't listen to half of the things that were said, okay? And things that were said on that show, honey, I didn't hear things that Milan said on that show. And some callers told me things that were said. So I had to go back and listen to the iCar. And yes, he did talk about my nasty dyke husband and all types of motherfucking shit. That has nothing to do with Kelly Couture, okay? Bitch, y'all go back and y'all listen to the motherfucking show and y'all tell me what the fuck was said, okay? Bitch, I'm a real motherfucking bitch and I'm going to always be fucking real. And that's exactly what he said. Bitch, that has nothing to do with the House of Blood. It has nothing to do with the House of Couture. Gloves is off. Gaffman, go Raven or anybody can't get me on the phone with you, Temperance and motherfucking Camaro. All y'all can kick my motherfucking ass because you broke my motherfucking relationship in it. That has nothing to do with Couture. Now, next caller.
Okay.
And everybody knows what I'm talking about, and this is the shit that I'm talking about will be a motherfucking real, okay? Because everybody was on that motherfucking show that night, what he said about my fucking lover, but everybody wanna sit here, everybody wanna act like they didn't hear any fucking thing. This is what I talk about.
Kelly, what you're not listening to is he said that he would like to speak to you on a one-on-one so that you can resolve the situation.
He can't speak to me on a one-on-one because he said this has Kelly Couture, okay?
But he is trying to meet you halfway, Kelly, and you're not trying to hear anything. You're hearing what you want
to
hear. He's trying to make a difference. He's trying to meet you halfway, Kelly.
You can't talk to me about anything. Jasmine cannot talk to me. Raven cannot talk to me about anything that has to do with my husband. When you bring my husband into this or any of that, that has nothing to do.
Okay, so let me say this.
You don't bring my husband doesn't entertain in this faggot nonsense, in this faggotry. Okay, my husband comes out to walk the board because I asked him to walk the board. He does not get on the radio show. He does not entertain him. You don't bring that involved in here in the radio show. Go on the door. Raven can't talk me and tell me anything. Jasmine can't call me and tell me anything to get me on the phone to talk to motherfucking Milan. Okay? When Milan sees me, Milan's supposed to see me. Now, then me. Because I'm going to be the next bitch on the motherfucking list.
All right, if you guys are on the phone lines, press 1. I know people are trying to call in, so I'm going to take some calls.
Yeah, everybody's trying to call in, but nobody, and everybody was, and nobody else listened. I don't understand how everybody that's on the phone lines, everybody that's on the phone lines didn't hear what was said, but everybody in the chat room and everybody else that posted it in the chat room and everything and already your chat room heard, but my co-host, none of them heard what Milan said about my lover.
I need to go.
I'm done for the night. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex because the life saved will be your own. Please, bitches in the ballroom, see, let's get a backbone. Let's get a bone. Stand up for something. If you can't stand for anything, you're going to fall for nothing, bitch. Good night. I'll see y'all back here next Monday. Bye.
All right. I was on the other end. What just happened?
Wow.
I miss it too.
At the end of the day, Milan came on and he was trying to address the situation, very diplomatic, and he also told Kelly that he tried to do a conference call with you, Kelly, and some other people. However, the conference call never happened, but he said that he would be willing to speak to Kelly one-on-one so that they could resolve their situation.
Yeah, she's not going to speak to him
okay,
right
that's
now.
What I'm, this is what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, he's still trying to make an effort to make a change where she doesn't see a change happening because it has something to do with her lover, which means that has something to do with her personal life. It has nothing to do with the radio show. So we don't need to air that on the radio show because it's just adding fuel to the fire.
But what Kelly's taking personal is the fact that he did make an announcement on the radio show about her and her lover, calling them out of character. So that is why she is upset.
Cool.
She's also upset about the video. So, again, I mean, we all have to, you know, kind of, like she said, grow some balls, grow a backbone. We are going to have to, like, one hand is going to have to wash the other. If you want to show some type of, you know, some type of dignity in all this, we're going to have to do something because she is taking it personal, and that's why I'm not going to argue with her because she's entitled to feel the way she feels about it. He did say things about her and her lover, and she took it personal. And I'm sure everyone heard that. And she and he also did make the video, and she's taking it personal. Me personally, I wash things away really quickly, but I can't stop my sister from feeling the way she feels. So that is her, and I support her in whatever she does. But I'm always going to have her back. Tony, I'm sorry. I do see you. You are on the air now because I'm sitting at the computer. Tony, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, Jasmine, Rodney, Kelly off already, London, Yvonne. Kelly, I really wanted to say thank you to her because she really...
Grandpa. How love you?
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, granddaughter. I love you more. I'm so sorry. But I really appreciate her coming down here. She really vogued for her thoughts and statements. Yvonne.
Yeah.
You stole my saying. Opinion is like an asshole. Some is just shitty.
I credited it for you. I credited you for that. I didn't. I wanted to credit you for that. But I credited. I remember someone else said. I said as we were said before. I didn't say I made it.
Yeah. But I did listen to the other show, and I will have to say that whenever someone did bring up this show, Milan did. Try to get out of it, and also said that we are going to talk negative about that show. And the only thing I got to say to this show here, y'all spent an hour and a half about another show.
Exactly.
Thank you. And y'all spoke up. Y'all, I mean, if y'all saying this about that show and saying that about that show, y'all giving them more homage than they gave y'all. Because Milan did. Every time someone brought up this show, Jasmine, he did. Got out of it, and they moved on to a totally different topic. You know,
Milan and I did have that talk, and we did come to an understanding that we were not going to be able to control what the caller or the cast was going to say. And, you know, it's good that I'm glad that he did step up to the plate and try to avoid it, but it would have been understandable if other people were throwing catty shade or whatever, because it was going to happen that way.
Yeah, but daughter, he did respect the show. But I did listen to what you just said. Well, however Kelly feeling right now, they have nothing to do with both shows. It's something personal, you know, and that's something that Kelly and Milan have to deal with on whenever they sit down and talk or whenever they see each other. But the only thing I'm saying is y'all been on an hour and a half and you're talking about the show. The callers don't want to keep hearing that, you know, so bring up.
Oh, no,
topics.
They want to hear it. That's why the phone
oh, they do?
Lit up. Oh, yeah.
They want to hear it, Dad. They do.
They want to hear it. They want to hear it.
But Jasmine, it's just like I said, and, you know, and whatever, and everything Milan just said, and me and Milan is not cool right now, but everything he just said, it was true. He did not, I mean, everything he said.
And a lot of people are backing him up. A lot of people are saying, you know, they are saying the same thing. They're sending me private messages and then Facebook. In the chat room, they are saying that Milan did try to back up, you know, and try to avoid a lot of the controversy. So Milan, I thank you for that. But again, Milan, like I told you in the phone call that we had, it's going to be hard getting through to my sister. So, you know,
because one thing we all have to remember and we all have to realize that it's a difference doing a read. Like, if I'm reading Jasmine and Jasmine's reading me, but once Jasmine go underneath the belt and talk about something else concerning me and my personal life, that means that it's personal now between Jasmine and I. And that's just how Kelly just feel right now, you know. But, you know, Kelly is a grown woman and time heals or pain, you know, and that's what we just have to deal with, you know, because Kelly's going to be Kelly. You know, and
yeah.
I think her feelings is more hurt right now than anything because her boyfriend doesn't get into the scene like that. So, but for him to bring up her name, bring up his name, you know, she just feels some type of way, you know. And I don't know if Milan apologized, you know, but, you know, at that time, it's just like someone said earlier, once people upset, they speak very angry about different things, you know, and that's just how it went, you know. So, y'all enjoy your night. But Kelly, I thank you again for coming all the way to South Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia. The ball was really nice, Rodney. I was kind of disappointed, Devon and RR that the Chanel's boycotted, but it's all good.
They did. I thought they were in Shay Shay's ball.
No, but it's all good, though. But we be at your ball, Devon. We definitely
Ooh.
Be up in the ball.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, no.
About
what
that.
Was that about? I got to find out about that one.
I guess there's a couple more calls calling in now.
There'll be a whole bunch
of
new callers calling in now.
Yes, Chanel,
boy,
please call in.
The
please call
right,
in.
Thank
and
you for
explain.
Calling. Text me if you want to get back on. I'm going to put you on the side just to get some of these callers. So text me if you want to get back on, Tony. Thank you. 302-857, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Maya Angelou.
Is this the real Maya Angelou?
I'm as real as it can be.
So were you on the other show today, Maya? Or was that an imposter?
That was a roach.
That was what?
That was not me.
Oh, my God, it was an imposter.
Yes.
I've been getting texts about who that was on the show.
Huh?
Where's Kelly Couture?
I got two texts about who it was on the show.
Was that Econ?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
what I got.
Well, Maya, now that you're on the show, can you tell us how you feel about Econ Blahnik impersonating you?
Who?
I don't have time for these little Maya Angelou clone clowns.
Well, can you make a poem about it, baby?
I'm in the senior citizen home and my phone cuts off at 1:30.
Nicole?
Maya.
I'm here.
Yes.
Maya, so you really don't want to say anything about someone impersonating you on the show? You should really give your opinion about that. I know you're a woman of wisdom.
I mean, at the end of the day, this is Blog Talk Radio, and everyone wants to be us, but they can never be us.
Okay. Well, I think that just to seal the deal and show the girls that you are the real Maya Angelou, you should end it with a poem. It would only be traditional for Blog Talk Radio and the rest of our listeners.
I mean, they know the voice. Me and London will read every day. I am the Maya Angelou. There's no proving it.
All right, well, Maya, well, thank you for calling in. We have another caller, 202-560. You're out of the air.
You calling my number again, Jess?
202-560, you're on the air.
Mm.
All right, you're gone. 404-853, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, yo? I'm calling in, going back to the face category from Atlanta. I know it's kind of past due.
But may I ask a question? What is necessary phase?
When's what?
What is phase?
Who is this?
I said, what is phase?
Do you walk balls? Do you walk balls?
Yes, I walk balls, but what is phase?
What's
I know a lot
category?
Of judges on the panel.
But what's your category?
What is phase, though? I'm asking what is phase.
Face is interpreted by each individual that's judging face, but a face consists of eyes, nose, lips, teeth, cheekbones, skin. It's a face.
I mean, it's more of a key for some. I mean, because they go out there walking face and they know they don't have face. I mean, like, get real. Come on, you got more razor bumps on your face than I do. Like, and I'm a dude, you feel me?
So what are you talking about?
So
wait,
you
mean,
could be face. I mean, that's not face.
Who are you talking about?
Who are you? You come in here asking us who is face and what is face. Who don't you think have face?
I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, the judges sit on the panel, and you come off the panel talking about you got face, and I'm like, you got face?
Oh, okay,
come
but
on,
when you
real.
Say you, when you say you, who, what you, who are you talking about?
Oh, you must be talking about Felicity then, right?
No, yeah.
Felicity has face.
Oh, so that's what I had
okay.
to say in order for you to come out and be a punk bitch. Next caller, please. That's whack.
434-262, you're on the air. Hey, you guys, I'm just listening.
Ooh, you over it?
What's that?
Who is that? Who is this? This is Julia, St. Clair. Thank you for just listening.
Yes.
718-304, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 Okay, I'm going to go back to Kelly. I think that she's very upset about the situation. And, you know, RR and someone else said that, you know, that the situation that has to do with her and Milan is personal. But in all reality, yeah, it's personal, but it has everything to do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she gets on here, and it's like, you know, let's remember that Kelly and Milan has history, you know, with each other. So I think at this moment when you're saying RR, she didn't want to hear nothing he had to say, it's because she does not trust anything he has to say at this point. So you have to give her time, and she's upset. I mean, I understand very well where she's coming from. Because he can get on this line and say, oh, well, Kelly, I apologize, I'm so sorry. But yet, a few weeks later, you start something else up. So, you know, you have to understand where she's coming from. And she probably, you know, I don't know what she's going to do when they see each other at the next major function or wherever they may see each other at. Because they definitely have some history with each other. And I don't know how that's going to work itself out or whatever. But, you know, I hope for the best between them two, you know. So, I mean, she's upset, and everybody got to understand that, you know, they have history. This is not their first time getting into it. So, I mean, that's all I have to say, really.
Somebody's
you know?
Sleeping.
Somebody fell asleep or breathing.
Oh, right here.
You hear it, too?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, baby.
London.
Wake up, baby.
London.
Let's do a roll call. London, are you on the air?
Hello, yes.
London.
Oh. Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Oh,
were you sleeping?
Yes, London. She was asleep.
She was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was utterly snoozing. You know, I didn't want to talk about that. <episode. laughs>
Thank you, caller, for calling in. And yes, it's personal. 678-789, you're on the air. 678-789, you're on the air. Okay, you hung up. 562-338, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say that the ballroom scene is acting like this.
I don't know. I don't want to read Kelly. I'm not trying to read nobody. But if two people can't come together and discuss these situations and resolve it like an adult, that makes it look like a read, and it actually makes the ballroom scene look more like a read, like we can't get along, and that is definitely not going anywhere in the future.
But, well, Carla, do you have somebody you don't like?
No,
right.
I don't really care.
I think everyone has someone that they don't like and that they just don't feel they should talk to because it will be a problem. Like Nicole,
I definitely understand
like
that. But if the other party is coming to you and saying, you know, I apologize, I did something wrong, and you're going to throw them shade, like, okay, that means you're more pressing what you're actually throwing out. Even if the person
it's probably too late. It's too late for apology. You know, they made a video and everything already, so it's too late.
But they can at least be cordial, right or wrong.
You're right. You're completely right. But everyone has, you know, everyone has.
Because right now I'm getting that all of you guys are sitting here allowing Kelly and basically saying it's okay for her to behave in, like a nigga. Because she's acting like a straight up hardcore nigga.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Quincy Icon.
Hi, Quincy.
Hi, Quincy.
Hey, Quincy.
Hi. I have a question for everyone. What is the definition of devil's advocate?
Who?
Someone who doesn't practice what they preach.
So, RR, on the other show, everyone in here is saying that Milan wasn't throwing shade or he wasn't really having anything negative to say about Tenzing Shop. But he addressed you as being the devil's advocate, playing both sides. How do you feel about that, and who's the devil?
Ooh. At the end of the day, everybody's entitled to what they feel or what they think, as long as I know what position I'm playing. And the position that I play is a position of chess. If you know how to play chess, then you use strategy, and my strategy is very strategic. It's real simple.
But
I don't take sides. I do what I do because I'm a pioneer in this game. Okay? Nothing anyone can say to me in this time, in this era, can tell me that I don't know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, Malar was upset with me because of a comment that I made in regards to his appearance back in the days, and he was addressing something personal towards me. That's what that was. It was a personal thing. As the same thing with him and Kelly, it's something personal. I don't do the devil's work. I'm a Christian. I walk in the blood of Jesus, and I walk by sight and faith, and I can see where I'm going because my faith guides me there.
And I respect it, but everyone is sitting here saying, like, oh, no, Milan was being very respectful and all that.
He was.
No shade to Temperance, but she's the overall mother of their house. That's just like, if she's saying it, it's just like coming out of Milan's mouth.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what Kelly was saying, and that's what Kelly was saying. She was saying that even though Milan and Camaro were being respectful to the thing, everything Milan and Camaro talk about, they talk about Wolf Tempest, so Tempest was the outlet, and I did kind of like a sort of agree with it, but I was still using it as Tempest being a guest on the show, speaking in her own mind without even the benefit of the doubt. But I did hear what Kelly was saying, that Temperance was the outlet for Milan and Camaro, as opposed to not doing anything. That Temperance was the outlet, still reading on the side.
I understand exactly what you're saying. So in other words, in regards to what was being said, Temperance was the devil advocate because they might be trying to say it positive, but she knows exactly what they really mean, so she's trying to turn it around. But I didn't take it as that, and I just think that it's something that we've already spoke on. And me personally, I don't play the dozen. If anybody knows me, I'm going to say what I have to say. And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't. And at the end of the day, I'm at a point in my life now where I'm trying to make a difference. But people don't seem to want anyone to make a difference. People seem to feed off of shade. You understand?
Right.
And I'm trying not to go there because if I go there, it's three times of what Kelly gives y'all.
London, you wanted to say something?
No, I wanted to say that someone sent me a message of what Temperance said on a page, I guess. But I'm not going to read it because, you know,
Quincy, how do you feel about Kelly and what she feel about the show?
I think Kelly is 100% on point with her feelings and how she feels. And if I was in Kelly's situation, I would be feeling the same way, and I would be reacting the same way. Everything she said earlier about how she felt, I was thinking the same thing, but Kelly so happened to say it. But that's all I wanted to say. Everyone have a good night.
Thank you, Quincy, for calling in. Did you guys have something to say before we go to these next two callers?
Yeah, Nicole, don't. And when I'm in the middle of a conversation, please don't cut me off like that.
I didn't cut you off, did I?
Yes, you did. You said, London, do you have something?
No, you was you said at the end of the day you was finished. I didn't cut you off. I waited exactly till you finished, and then I said London because I heard London trying to say something. I didn't cut you off.
All right. I apologize, daughter.
Yeah, she didn't cut you off.
London, did you have something to say?
Oh, no, I don't. I was going to say something about the show. I didn't get to say anything because Kelly was yelling. But
you know what? Let me
not
say this because right now I'm kind of heated. And
you just
what?
Cut London off.
I just
what?
Thank you.
Wait, Jasmine, he said, I just what? Wait, we don't want no problems. Oh, well, Chanel, he said, I just what? Wait, we don't want no problems.
There's no problem, but I'm just, you know what, my position with trying to bridge this gap and trying to be a voice of reason and also at the same time trying not to be the person that I know I used to be, is people make it very difficult for me to stay in my lane as a voice of reason. And at the end of the day, all I ask is that people respect me. You don't have to like me, but please respect when I'm doing what I'm doing because I don't disrespect anybody, okay? So at the end of the day, I would ask everybody to please keep it cute.
Do you feel someone's disrespecting you?
I felt some kind of way, but I'll discuss that with you later.
Well, when you say it like that, then they're going to think it was me who was being disrespectful to you.
Or me.
I'll talk to you later about it, Jasmine.
Okay.
No,
London,
you just tell us about it now.
I'm always getting it. London, do you have something to say?
No.
Can I say something to you?
God, why do we have to have these?
Can we go to the callers, please? Can we go to the callers, please?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay, bitch, okay, what?
This is so weird.
Fuck Rodney, bitch.
I'm just going to start playing house music. 803-463, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Lala Tisha, yes.
Hi, everybody. I
just
wanted to say that, nothing much. I just wanted to say that I went out to Tony's first Friday, and I really had a nice time. I haven't been out in a minute, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Kelly and Shelvin. Shelvin had me kikiing all night on that mic. That show was a mess, but it was a kiki, and Dana, she did a good job, too. But, yeah, I had a nice time at the ball, and that's just basically it that I just wanted to say. I really wanted Kevin to get on here and tell me what color green it was again, but he knows what I'm talking about. Whoever was there knows what I'm talking about, too. But that's it.
thank you
for calling in, Leticia.
678-789, you're on the air.
She didn't know. That's good.
678-789.
The only thing I didn't appreciate was that they always say that Kelly like have like something going on, like she takes things personal. But I don't know. I think she has something personal about things about the House of Blondie. What y'all think though? Because they probably would call me online a minute though. But I don't appreciate it though.
What?
All I can say is that karma is a bitch though. You know what I'm saying? She's been taking shots from Milan forever. You know, like for the last couple of weeks, she was taking shots from Milan, and, you know, he come back at her, and now she wants to take it personal. So I mean, karma's a bitch, so I can say so.
So you're saying that Kelly was taking shots at Milan for the past couple of weeks.
That's probably what she's trying to do. So who knows?
I don't even think he knows he's on the show.
He don't.
Yeah, I
think
he's
speaking
to himself.
He said he was on a conversation with someone.
Oh, now he hung up.
Yeah, he knew he was on the show.
Yeah. All right, if you guys are on the phone lines and want to tune into the show, I mean, be a part of the show, please press 1. If you're in the chat room, press 1 to come on the air and speak about some of our amazing topics that we have going on right now. 718-304, you're back on the air.
Yes, I have a question, and this is totally, this has nothing to do with Kelly Milan. My question is, maybe Rodney could answer this question for me. Who do you think is a better voguer between Niambi Prodigy and Yolanda? Now, I know Niambi is in your house, so.
I'm going to say Niambi, of course.
I disagree. Totally disagree.
Okay. Well, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And why do you say, you know, I'll question back at you, why do you say Yolanda?
Because Yolanda, I mean, the way she whips her hair, she's always on point with it. And I just seen it, I think it was the Vogue Night Tuesdays or whatever, they had called them both out or whatever. I don't know what the hell Niambi was doing. It was like she was in La La Land somewhere. And Yolanda went in, and I was waiting for her to go off, too. I was like, Niambi, what are you doing? I mean, Yolanda chewed her new one. That's all I got to say. She really gave it to her, and I wish that could have been judged, honestly, rather than just calling them out or whatever. Because
they have, you know, their moments. Both of them have their moments during LSS. They have their moments during the battles. So I'm sure they went back and forth. This battle has been going on for 16, 17 years. So they both have had their time. They both have been, you know, so they both are dominant in the field. They both are professionals of the game. They are masters. They're not the kind that stops and, you know, give you a dried up performance. You know, they go all out with each other, about, you know, standing about to each other's weakness or to each other's strength. So, you know, both of them are two of my favorites.
Okay, cool. Is Divine on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you happen to see that clip?
No, I didn't.
So let me ask you a question, Carla. Did you go to the Philadelphia Awards Ball?
No, I didn't. I didn't attend that one.
Okay, so you should see that clip, because Naomi, she won $1,200, and she had to battle the young kids as well as the old.
The clip I was there. I didn't have to see the clip. I was there.
No, I ain't talking about you. So she's talking about the caller. So she's talking about the Vogue Nights one, but I want to know when it was time for the money to be on the line, if you can get a chance to look at the Philadelphia Awards by Gloria Corey, and then you tell me about her performance.
That was way before Vogue Night, though.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Right, before Vogue Night. So she won $1,000 and then sat on Yolanda back at Vogue Night.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, she did. Uh-huh. It was crazy. Nicole, what's your opinion?
Ooh.
This should give it already.
Ooh. Ooh, my God. At 6 o'clock in the morning, Carla, I started my opinion. I actually called Jason personally to ask the same question that you just asked Rodney, because, you know, she's in her house. I live for Niambi, and her and Yolanda have turned it many a time. Sometime in their battles, one serves and the next serve. This has been going on for years. But I have to agree with the caller. Niambi was doing antics that looked like she was in La La Land, and Yolanda was not playing with her. When I mean that she was not playing with her, Niambi couldn't do nothing but sit on her back, and then Yolanda slammed her on her back.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate with you, Nicole, since you brought it up. When the callers were discussing skills, you took it your bit to defend her on something that the callers felt like she was doing. So what's the difference in you? Like I told you earlier, when he said what she did was a good gesture, and he did the same thing, but you can say that.
But what was good? What was good about what Niambi did? Skittles gave out money because she came and she walked and she did it for fun and she gave out her coins. But Niambi was sitting there, and it's not shade because Niambi is my sister. I'm solely talking about the battle. She was sitting at that step and she was emoting and Ye was calling along and she was, you was thinking like if it was going to be sexy performance, all she did was slip her hands a couple of times and, you know, do these Rick things. And that was that. And Yolanda tap dance. Oh, Rodney, go look at it. No shade, all around her, and then Miss Niambi sat on her back.
I'll get a chance to watch it, and I'll let the caller call me next Monday, and I'll give my opinion on it.
Yeah, please do that. I can't. I think that you know you need to look at it again because Yolanda served her from the gate. Okay, she gave her what she needed. And guess what? How you come all the way from Philly to get turned out like that? I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
So in competition, they're now at 50-50, but Nahum is probably up on her with the money.
I don't know about that, Rodney. I don't know, but what I would like to see, Carla, because that happened, I really would like them to take that energy to the board because that was fucking over. Rodney, you're going to get your life just to see them two. And if Niambi cut it up like the way she used to do, it would have been crazy. It would have been
crazy. And can I say something else, Rodney? What is the name between Mika and Yolanda? Every time Mika wins over Yolanda, I don't see that either because there have been many times that Yolanda has served Mika.
You have to take that up with the judges. I mean, I don't judge them when they walk in, so you just have to take that up with all the judges. And that's been a many of different judges. So I guess you have to take that up with the judges panel at that time.
I think what it is, Yolanda need to do what Mika does, take a little vacation and then come back. Let the girls miss her. That's what Mika does.
I think Mika and Yolanda goes back like crazy. I think, because I've been there a lot of times, and maybe Yolanda should have won, but that has always been her answer. But guess what, Carla? Mika's answer has always been Miss Deja. So,
they all
come from a clique thing. They all was girlfriends at one time. And Yolanda does have a problem passing Miss Mika. But that's when Miss Deja comes, and she's serves them all to the rhythm.
Yes, she does. They just nasty. And that's what I don't understand. I guess it's politics because how can Yolanda serve Deja, but then when Yolanda gets to Mika, Mika serves Yolanda, but then when Mika gets to Deja, Deja serves Mika.
I'm gonna be a little open and candid. Some people might, say they might read me or say I'm telling them lies and whatever. When it comes to Deja and Yolanda, they both have that same look per se.
Uh-huh.
Mika, when it comes to Mika and Yolanda, that's a totally different look. They're looking at a sexy, stylish, sophisticated, done boots, dyed boots, a nice, look. That they're seeing some female figures when it comes to the older girls in that aspect of it. But when Deja and Yolanda, Deja and Yolanda is both the round the way girls, both of their jeans and Reebok, flavors and different stuff like that. So it's just whatever. We can turn our head. Very much like a female figure as opposed to a fem queen or butch queen drag. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. Wow, but we all know that Yolanda sits, though. She's over. She's real.
Wait,
so. Nicole, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going deep right now.
That was over.
I'm going deep,
That was up.
Yeah, you did.
But you want to know what? I feel what you're saying, but then you said Deja is the Reebok, and Deja has served Mika in a pair of Timbs coming off the balcony and a curly hair. And if you do your history, she's the last winning girl to win over all of them. Actually, at the Evisu Ball, Miss Mika got everybody again.
With those two battles, it comes more with the effects and of a character, like a category calls for stuff, and very much like the Catwoman and the Mystiques and the different stuff like that.
And Deja always gets it.
Mika is a destroyer. Deja is a destroyer of effects.
But you know what? Mika actually had on sneakers at the Azusa Ball. Actually, she came out in her boots. Then she changed into her sneakers or whatever. And to be honest with you, Champagne ate Mika that night, if you want to be honest. So it's just a whole bunch. That's why I say it's a lot of politics. I don't know what's wrong with the judges, you know. I think they need 3D glasses or something, because it's just, it's horrible at times. I mean, why can't you be fair and just give the girl what's rightfully deserved to them? You know, I don't understand it.
Wow. From what I hear, they better get up off it, because Miss Jiggy Jaws making the rain, and she wants to know what Mercedes is doing.
Oh, I hear that.
Everybody has their day, trust me.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I have to say. You guys.
Well, thank you, Carla. Appreciate that. That was an interesting conversation you brought up.
Yes, that was. Nice.
Yeah,
hey, Carla,
she brought
us back. You're back on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, personally, since nobody don't want to say it, I kind of think they battle with a fool because, one, all the people around. Two, I don't know. It just ain't the same like it used to. You know what I'm saying? Like they used to be. And then to make a correction about Deja, as far as Deja, she didn't make her moment until that Woods Ball, to me personally, because she could never beat Yolanda. So, I mean, I think y'all kind of wrong on that part. But Mika was Yolanda's answer. Just like nobody couldn't beat Yolanda back then until that moment that Deja won $1,000. And then Mika started storming. When they all became Ebony, that's when the Ebonies took over for like a good like 3-4 years.
Not
like,
really.
Nonstop.
Not really.
You said not really?
Not
yeah,
really.
Deja
was the answer.
Really.
She stopped them for a very long time after that $1,000. Mika, Alexis, I remember all of them becoming Ebonies, and they could not pass Miss Deja. The only one that was coming a long time was Alora.
I can vouch for Deja at least stopping them like in their tracks at least like one ball a year, but I can't believe like every other ball.
You ain't got no footage yet.
You know we gonna go back with this.
Yes, we will. No. I've been there. I have seen it many of times. If it's one girl, like Miss Alora and Deja, there was a point when Miss Yolanda didn't win anymore. And when she came home, she went to Philadelphia. She turned it. Her and Naomi battled for, but that was the last legendary battle they had was when Yolanda came home from jail. After that, Yolanda gained weight and her reign stopped. Miss Deja took the reign, and Mika was winning over everybody else, and she won over Deja maybe once or twice.
No, I don't know. I think Mika won over Deja. And if she did, and she should have. I'm sorry.
I mean, we all entitled to our own opinion.
I mean, yeah. So,
you know. Rodney, do you know the Femme Queen? You know the Femme Queen performance history?
Yeah.
What's your opinion? Come on now.
I mean, knowing the history and knowing who should have won is two different things.
He was a judge.
I know he was.
Well, yeah. I always thought that Deja opened the gate, and then let me see.
Well,
Mika, I thought Mika and Deja gave a good battle with each other.
All the time, yes.
Mika and Deja. And Alora, she could give Miss Ashley a bump.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Well, I think they got tired of Alora once the Ebony broke up. I think that's when it just
And then Alora came back and got everybody one by one. She got Miss Deja, she got Miss Yolanda, she got Miss Mika. Miss Alora got everybody one by one.
But who do you remember Miss Ashley getting?
My
she
Ashley?
She's the attorney, yeah.
Oh. I remember her getting a lot of girls.
I remember her getting
a lot of girls. Wait a minute. I remember her getting a lot of girls. A lot
right.
of, lot of girls.
Yeah, Nicole, we were hanging with her there.
Yeah, she used to sit them all, right?
Yes, she has. Yes, in all the things. Yes, she has.
Yeah.
You know your history. Come on.
She said them all.
But we know who her answer, but somebody was Shania was her answer, though.
Yes,
some nights. Some nights they both their battles were like Mika and Deja. They are
but,
the answer. Them battles were like Yolanda and Deja. Shania and Ashley.
It was a back and forth. I can say it was a back and forth thing.
That's why I don't understand when
did you see the last battle with Shania and Ashley?
No.
It's in the chairs. Remember at the what's
oh,
that
God,
thing on 125th Street? The African...
The karate...
No, on 125th and 5th, that African thing, that big place.
Yes, where they had the awards ball.
Okay, do you remember when Ashley and Shania for the last battle sat in the chairs?
Mm-mm.
That wasn't a real battle, was it? I thought it was playing.
No, well, it was the battle. They brought them up there to show this battle. That's when Jack, you know, went off on Mariah, and they set them there in the chairs. That was the last battle. Go look it up.
Don't do that. I got it. Anyway,
yeah, I thought it was like an exhibition, too. Not really a competition, but an exhibition.
Well, I saw something interesting the other day in the all-way performance room with Floyd Malone and the Face. They was on Face. And I thought that was interesting to see all of them, how they used to sell Face with the white. I think you had a white sheet laid out. It was your
on the floor,
terrible.
Yeah.
To make sure they didn't have any makeup. Yeah, that was good. That was enlightening to see. I like that. And that's what Sean cut up, Sean Richards. Well, I mean,
yeah.
We didn't ever discuss that clip of you. What ball was that again?
Oh, you talking about the one with the fan?
Oh, my God. Rodney, did you see that?
Is this the runway? This is when he came from runway?
Yeah.
With the overcoat, I think that's the overcoat.
Yeah, with the kimono.
Mind you, I think that was the same night. I seen that clip when Rodney just had mentioned when RR had did that. I didn't know what he was talking about. When you see RR turn these fans all upside down around and how he's spinning with the fans and everything, you just don't see art like that no more. Oh, my God.
I was just showing my lover that you just don't see balls like that. Like, I was just showing him the Chanel ball and a couple of Mark Ballroom balls. Anything in the Mark Ballroom in Harlem, I was showing him.
And who had the most balls at the Mark Ballroom?
Chanel.
Every Easter, you could look forward to a Chanel ball at the Mark Ballroom, and the girls came out. Like when all the femme queens came out for femme queen face in all white.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Chanel ball.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about them Chanel girls, but them motherfucking boys, bitch. The body, I want to ask you, I think Rodney asked the same thing, but is those people you use from the agency and stuff like that, like they were model-like body, did you know them otherwise in that circle? Because you was bringing...
Yeah, I think he did, because
let me say this to you. I never brought a boy to the ballroom that was in trade, and if you don't believe me, ask some of the Ebony.
Word.
So you brought them tradie boys like that then, right?
I brought tradie boys, and me and Dre, we used to do exchanges. He give me a tee, and I give him a tee, and...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I said that, I knew that too, so I was like, okay, he's bringing out a trade to the ball to walk realness and face and everybody, but you know, it was still fun.
If you look at them boys from the 90s,
they would always
see all them
and say that
boys.
The boys were not ball kids, but they were trade.
That's what, right. They wasn't really ball kids, but every ball you had someone to turn it out.
They was dancers and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but tell me, you can tell me what house has not brought a boy out that was so over for a category. Like, let's, as an example, Balenciaga. Okay.
Somebody's background is very loud.
You know, I think every house has boys that kids in a boardroom has never seen, but the person who brought them to the house, it's a piece of trade that they had or somebody that they know that's their trade or something like that. So you
right.
can't really say it's
and that's
not
a, trade. That's where it all started.
Because half the boys that were realness in the house of Ebony back then, they were from the Port Authority, but they were trade.
They were boys.
Oh. Exactly.
And
they
the only one, the only unselfish one I get a props to was Capitone. The main one I gave props to was Capitone Ebony.
Yes, that boy's body was sick.
Yes, that was my brother.
Oh my God, he was sick. Yes, he was. But I give Dre props because Dre had the boys in the house of Ebony back in the 90s. Dre kept that house.
Yes, he did.
He kept that house intact for realness in the 90s. Yes, he did. You know, because they would come. They would definitely come. So, thank you, caller. You brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
I saw. Oh, well, then
Ding.
Yes. I'm
going to
Yes, Rodney.
But thank you, Hassan. Thank you for calling in. Jasmine, we got any more callers?
Right now, we don't have no callers, but we do have something coming up, so please stand by. But you guys take the floor as I work on this and just make it hot. If you guys are on the phone line, please press 1 if you want to tune in.
London, where are you?
The show is about to go into recording mode. In the next 7 minutes, if you're in the chat room, you are not going to be able to hear the show. So call in now and press 1. I'm going to let you guys take over as I work on this. I just got some information that I need to share with you guys. So
Rodney,
tuned, okay?
we talked about the...
Oh,
the,
Nicola, I'm just smoking a crack pipe.
Where did that come from?
Oh my God. Let's talk about the realness with a twist. Who's doing their thing right now? And if you had to pair realness with a twist up like we did the Fem Queens, who would you pair up?
Oh, wow.
Realness with a twist.
That is a huge category.
Who?
I think Face and Boogie, because the other realness with a twist is really voguing like Vogue Femme, you know?
That's so hard, because realness with a twist is a very dominated category, and there's so many people all, and Rodney goes all across the United States. Like,
well, let's just say here in New York. Rodney, you're in New York?
No, I'm in D.C., but I mean, I can...
You're in D.C.
Let me see. Oh, my goodness, so much. Like, every ball,
right.
every ball somebody...
Well, this is how you break it down. Who's really real?
Nobody.
What are we doing?
I'm with London.
New York.
Rodney, when you're judging them, when you're on a panel and you're judging the boys for realness with a twist, and they come up to get their tens for realness first, what's the thought process in your head?
You know, maybe like Vogue, because now, I mean, you can't go by Vogue's because they're going to Vogue. So I judge, you know, just are they walking, you know, to school or the thugs or whatever the look they're given? Are they coming across properly? You know.
I would say for New York so far, the first two, when Rodney say what he say, I would say Smirkon, Clyde, Nizza, Boogie Revlon.
Are you based in New York?
Yeah, I believe a face is everywhere.
I mean, I don't even see a face no Realness Twist anymore, really. He's just, you know, that's...
Wait, so Realness Twist is supposed to be, you know, like dramatics or cunty?
Whichever you do.
I mean, yeah, because we never go into the whole what RR would consider Realness of the Twist, because that's not what it is today. So that's why.
Right,
it's so
you're
hard.
Saying that's not okay, but you're saying that's not what it is today. So what happens when I'm judging and I'm judging Realness with a Twist, and I know my concept of Realness with a Twist, and then I don't give it to them because they look like Vogue Sam?
I mean, first of all,
you mean look like as far as performing like, or looking like face wise?
No,
I think you should use the method of what Rodney just said. That was a very good method as far as them basically looking like boys.
No, the realness part I can get past judging them for their realness. I know how to do that. My thing is,
but you just like we used to judge a long time ago, like when it was like,
right, they don't do
voguing, but you're not really expert at it, like the Vogue films or something. You got the elements and you can do it in a classic way, but you still get laughed off because
it's not polished.
You mean like Danny Couture?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You're still clumsy with it. It's still not. Your dips aren't perfected. You know, your spins are kind of clumsy.
You know, you don't have a perfect spin.
For that category, you just get up. If you say it what you say it right now here, then I'm just going to suggest, in order to not hurt anybody's feelings or to think you're shady, just get up for that category. Because
I'm going to be like this. If you're using a RR judging perspective, I'm going to give you a few names. I'm going to give you TJ Milan. I'm going to give you Kevin Balenciaga.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you Boogie Revlon.
Okay.
Annie Couture. Who else? He has some moves and stuff like that, but it still looks like a boy when he does it. Ken.
Ken, yeah, I will say that.
Yeah, definitely.
The twins.
Don't leave my little Trey.
The Aga twins, yeah.
And Lil
Trey. Now, Trey is about it.
Yeah, but Lil Trey, still, he's born like a boy.
What about Tree?
Yeah, I'll put that in there. I'll put Tree Rubber on in there.
Oh, and the top, and the, oh, no.
Chip, don't
so
walk
basically,
in
if you look like, you're taking ballet lessons, you should be Vogue Femme and not Realness with a Twist.
Oh, so you're talking about Chip.
Right, now Chip is, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Chip is very vogue forward.
Yeah.
So do you think it would be unfair for somebody to
you like
say...
That?
Would it be unfair to tell somebody who's voguing like a Vogue femme that it's time for them to change their category?
We tried that. Quincy was the staple for that. He was the only one that really wanted to go forward with that.
Yeah.
And he still, you know, still competes, but as far as when he was twisting, the reign that he had for twisting didn't come with the Vogue film, but he knew, accepted the challenge to do it. And there's a few people that should do that as well.
Rodney, you didn't say AJ Mizrahi.
AJ Mizrahi should be doing what Quincy did.
Oh, shit.
He should be voguing.
So why doesn't anybody say anything about that stuff?
No, they've been told that they don't know. If they're comfortable in their zone, then...
Oh, I just get off the bed.
They're comfortable in their zone. When I saw AJ give Leomi a run for her money in Atlanta when they had to battle each other for that money, I knew what it was. I knew what time it was for him.
Battle who?
Leomi.
You said what?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
They battled. They went toe for toe.
Oh, not for toe.
Wow.
It was violent.
Somebody has some feedback.
Yeah, I was hearing it.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple of callers. 678-735 on the air.
205.
You're on the air. Hi, caller. 202-432. I'm sorry,
202-432. 423, you're on the air. Well, I'm just
listening. Hey, James. Hey, James. Oh, shit. Y'all are so boring. Y'all are boring.
Oh, shit.
What did you want to hear, Pops? So anything. I'm at work till 5 in the morning. Anything to make my next 2-3 hours. You know.
Well, your host hung up. You heard that, right?
Well, she did right. I don't blame her. I heard the whole thing. I don't blame her.
Oh, God.
That's a woman. I'm a motherfucker going to get some balls.
Who?
Stop being phony. Be a man.
Who?
CEO?
Yeah.
What
happened?
Love it.
I love it. I love it.
It's the truth.
Well, yeah, it is more. What's going on? Everybody all quiet and shit. Y'all goofy.
I got you, James. I think a lot of people. Let me explain to y'all what's happening right now. I'm getting tons of messages on Facebook, and people are trying to send me uploaded information information that needs to be uploaded into the system for you guys to hear. But bottom line is that a lot of people feel that the past members on here, you guys should not have called me to Milan's show. That's one thing that people are taking personal. Also, they're feeling like you guys are not, you know, on Dean Kelly's side. You know, you're not speaking the truth on how the things, you know, Milan said certain things and, you know, you're not. It's like you're defending Milan when it comes to this, and people are taking offense to it. I'm getting tons of messages.
That's not me.
People are saying that, you know, that's where this is all coming from.
That's not me.
Wow. So we do like you do when you welcome someone to the neighborhood. You call in, you say hello, congratulations on you guys on your show, and that's basically what we gave. We didn't.
And I am for myself calling in. I welcomed them after I called to address them and them speaking about my house as far as Justin and them. And Team Kelly is always what I have been. And as far as I'm concerned, I've been trying to make it a battle all night because it's kiki and it's fun, and that's what everybody want to hear.
Right.
So
and
I
again,
definitely don't want
again,
it to be taken like that.
Aliens, motherfuckers that won't say nothing. I called in on the Rodney. Nicole called in on the Nicole. We welcomed them to the show. Divine is the actual host.
Himself. But that whole thing, I do understand what people are saying to everybody on this panel. It is giving that. I would understand what people was giving. I guess a little bit more support should have been shown to what Kelly felt because they were under the little slight shade. People was just taking it too negative when it's just the kiki and Kelly being able to go off and everybody being able to go off. That's just going off. But I think it was going too far. Like, everybody's getting angry. Or are you feeling this is... No. It's not that serious. They have a show after us. We have the time to rebuttal. They were saying catty things, and Kelly was just being Kelly. And I personally was living for it because that's what the show, Monday night, this is what the show is about. So I'm definitely Team Kelly. So to the callers and everybody that's... not Nicole. Mm-mm.
Well, let's see what a couple of the callers have to say. For the people that are online, there are numerous numbers of people that are here right now. Crux one, if you guys want to talk about what's happening right now, Kelly is not on the line right now. I'm not sure if she'll be able to call back because the lines are, you know, shut off, so she won't be able to call in, but maybe we can get her back on three-way or so. I'm sure she'll text me or say something. I can try to get her on. But please press one if you guys want to talk about it. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Bottom line is the callers want the juice,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All this other stuff they don't want to hear. And they basically are feeling a certain way towards the people that seem like they are supporting Milan's show, including myself. They are feeling a certain way. So I guess it's open for discussion if you guys want to be a part of it. If you guys don't want to be a part of it, then just say you're listening or spectating. But we'll go ahead and take some callers. And unfortunately, what they are trying to send me, and unfortunately I cannot get it into the system because we are now in record mode, meaning that we only scheduled from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and now that we are over 2 a.m., we cannot do nothing. So if the phone line disconnects, that means you will not be able to call back in. I see you, girl. If you are listening from the chat room, you can no longer listen from the chat room. So if you are on the phone, please do not hang up, because you will not be able to call back in, and it's probably about to get a little heated up in here. 240-581, you are on the air.
Hello, everyone, again.
Hello, there.
Hello.
I want to say this. Like I said, first, I was one of the ones that had a lot to say about the show. I felt that it was kind of two faces from a lot of them to have their own show. I called them myself to congratulate them. I do feel like there is enough room for everybody to have their own platform. Now, as far as the cattiness and everything else was concerned, yes, it was there. I mean, Ray Charles saw the cattiness, and it was not even, it was evident, you know. But I just feel like a lot of times because sometimes we need to let people work out situations instead of feeding into the fire. Sometimes when we sometimes when we egg on situations, it makes things worse. Now I had got cut off, so I didn't really hear all that was said. I didn't hear Kelly going off, so I didn't really get to hear her views. But I just feel like sometimes we need to just like with the whole situation with the house that was couldn't be named. Once you let all that die down, you know, you eventually be able to make amends with certain things. So I don't, like I said, I didn't get to hear what Kelly was saying or was going off about because I got disconnected. But I just feel like sometimes we just put too much emphasis and too much time into,
well,
you know.
Whoever has a loud background, please mute your phones if you're doing something in the back, because I hear a whole bunch of special effects. But if you wanted to hear what Kelly had to say, she's back. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, God.
Yes. I'm back, and you know why a lot of people have a lot of things to say? Because everybody sitting here on this phone line, and y'all all, my co-hosts, and y'all part of this show, when Milan came on next to the show, everything that the house of Milan, I was saying everything that the house of Milan sells, I was saying the house, everything that the house of Muglia sells, the house of Escada, all of these houses that Milan or his house members was trying to take me from these houses, and all of these different people in their houses was hitting me up, and they felt that they was being attacked by the House of Milan, and I spoke on what I spoke on, and then Milan came on the radio show, and he read my little house and talked about my nasty bleeding cunt and everything, and that's what Jasmine was working on, and everybody was trying to send her, clips so she could upload it, so everybody that was on the show, that all my co-hosts can hear it, because when I said exactly what the law said, it went personal with it, and I know everybody else heard it because I didn't hear it, because the people were hitting me if they heard me, so I had to listen to it the next day to actually get it. When I brought that up, all my co-hosts just went mute, like nobody heard it. Nobody heard Milan things that he said that was coming towards me personally, but everything I said was not coming towards him personally. It was all business. But nobody or none of my co-hosts defended me. Everybody went quiet, and the show went quiet. That's why I hung up the phone, and that's why I had an attitude.
Oh, well, see, I didn't hear all that, Kelly.
And, well, I heard what you were saying, and when you was going, when Milan came on the show from the beginning, you were yelling and screaming at me because I wasn't going to let it get through because your opinion is what you said, and that was that. And you started yelling, and Rodney started yelling, so I shut up because I'm not allowed to use my personality. So that is not to me, Kelly, because I actually, well, that's why I was kicking and going off and trying to make it amp. I didn't want no one to take, no, they should call in, let Kelly say, we have to say, yes, that's the way I felt, and I told it to Divine. Sean and to Jasmine. Bitches to Battle. Yes, they started that show because of Kelly. The show got started because of whatever happened on this show. Let's stop putty popping around. That's why that show got started.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm not dumb, and I might act stupid, and I might act naive, but baby, I'm far from motherfucking dumb, okay? Let me tell you something. Milan wants to sit around, and everybody, we had phone conversations. I'm going to be 100% real with everybody on this phone conversation. I even had conversations on trying to make Vicky a co-host and be a part of this show. Everybody, bitches think that I'm dumb, and bitches think that I'm stupid. If this is something that y'all been planning, and he so-called talked to Vicky and talked to Harold and talked to all of these people 2 months ago about doing this show, why did everybody that came on that show tonight have such seedy motherfucking interviews and everything? I mean, seedy intros and everything on that show. But when you sat there and you let me and Jasmine, the motherfucking video looked like this. It was something that came out of motherfucking movie station.
I was going to say.
It ain't mine. It ain't mine.
And they, he actually asked each co-host why they joined that show and not joined the other show.
And I catch all the catty shade and all the different things, baby. I'm not dumb, and I'm not new to this, okay? Baby, I've been doing this for 3 years. I'm very professional in everything I do. The character that I bring to the show is the character that the girls like. But I can definitely sit here and don't have to say utter a word of anything negative and just come and just recap the ball and go about my business and do it just like that. I don't have to say anything that anybody feel or anybody said anything that anybody in this boardroom feel or their opinion, because it seems like everybody that's out here that's in all these different houses that have opinions and they can't take and get their opinions across, they send their opinions over to me, and when I say it, it seems like everybody is attacking and everybody is coming for me. And for that caller that called in earlier and said I'm taking it personal, it's never personal, baby. It's always about the business. Because I can come sit here, and say I'm sitting here, and I'm having this conversation with y'all, and I sit and I come on the cold show, and I give y'all a white woman, and I, the same thing I do on Jasmine's show. It's the same thing I can do on Monday. Either y'all like it,
somebody
or y'all don't
really
like it. It's really not for you girls to like what I do, but I can definitely come and sit here and definitely give this all night long for 3 hours and recap the ball and be very peachy cream and don't have any opinions about anything or any one of houses, because it seems like everybody else's opinion is being taken out on me because everybody else has opinions but they don't have backbones to come and say their opinion. I'm not going to have that done to me anymore, and I'm not going. And that's just how it's going to be. And I'm going
Let me say something about that. And this message is basically towards Milan. Milan and I did discuss that, you know, and he agreed with me when I said this. You got to stop looking at Kelly as she is all her fault because of the fact that it's the caller. And it's the information that is given to Kelly that makes Kelly, and it's Kelly's show, so it makes Kelly look like it's her. It looks like it's the enemy. And just like tonight, with everybody's opinion about Milan's show, it looks like it's a personal attack against Milan for the things that Jay said, for the things that Temperance said, for the fact that you guys went on that show and made appearances. It looks like it's attacked on Milan. But like Milan said, and I told him, Milan, it's going to get personal because everything is going to fall on you, just like it fell on Kelly, and that's exactly why this is happening the way it is tonight.
And yes, and then let me tell you something. And I caught the tail end or something that happened on that show because my phone was going in and out because I was on the train. And Jay said something about Kelly or something. Like if I don't fuck with you and we don't speak and all types of things, why do you have to mention Kelly and do Kelly and Kelly call us to this show and all types of things of that nature? Like I don't understand why you have bring me up. Why the girls want to throw little smart, shady little comments, but then when the girls want to sit on the phone and have late night conversations at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and try to mull this over, they want to act like, oh, I'm such the peachy little queen. I'm just such the peachy little Georgia peach, and I'm overall motherfucking, and we want to take and get all of this together, and I don't want no problems with the House of Couture and the House of Blahnik and everything. But then you want to come and throw catty old school
Bitch, I don't even know Patty O'Souche. I never once mentioned or anything or came out of character or anything when Milan did that video. And let me tell you something. And like I told James, and I was just speaking with James on the phone, the girls know exactly what they were doing to take and do the things they were doing because I know the ins and the outs. I know exactly what I need to say when Nicole is in her house and she's to the show from a private motherfucking number to make that bitch call into this motherfucking show. That's exactly what they did over there. And it's exactly the same type of thing that Milan tried to do to have me and Tempest going back at it with each other when he made that video and talk about, oh, when I went over Tempest at that little, major, mini ball. He did that because he wanted me to come out and he wanted me to re-temper so me and Tempest can go at a war. I know the things that the girls be doing. I didn't fall for it. But if I would have fell for it and definitely did red, then it would have been a whole other problem. So why are you going to sit here and try to act like you're this peachy overall mother but then come on the show and try to throw old school shade and you want peace and all type of shit? I don't like that shit. I've never been a phony bitch. I've always been motherfucking real. But if the bitches want to, if they want to play and they want to act like they want motherfucking war and they want to dance with me, we can dance because at the end of the day, they don't want me. And I keep telling the girls that. They don't want me at all, Miss Faye. I can sit and I can play this game with them all day long, Miss Faye. It's only five people in my house besides the other 10 people that are legends that's in my house that y'all can play with. So if y'all play with those legends, y'all got to play with them and y'all got to make sure that they on point when y'all play with them on that motherfucking judges panel. Y'all got to make sure y'all on point. But y'all want to sit here and y'all want to play. And we can play this game because I'm going to win at the end of the day, bitch. I am the motherfucking voice. I am a bitch that is of power and I'm a bitch of strength. And I don't care what anybody do to me or what anybody says to me or anybody chops me or any motherfucking thing. But y'all want to sit here and y'all want to play. Don't play games that y'all can't motherfucking win. Okay? I'm a very good, and I'm going to put this out there for everybody, because me and Tony Milan, the icon, is looking for chess players to play chess. I'm looking for chess players. I play chess very well. I know how to move my pawns, and I know how to protect my motherfucking king and my motherfucking queen. So I hope y'all can do the motherfucking same.
Who?
Well, on that note, we have a few callers. The next caller on the line. Yeah, gotta excuse me, cause maybe that's why I can't be doing no switch, but I need a cigarette.
Okay.
Susan Mizrahi, you are on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Oh. Hey, Susan.
I've been on hold for a while before Kelly came back. I just wanted to say that the night that the situation happened, the only thing that bothered me, and I hit Kelly up on Yahoo, because when they brought my nephew up, I really, to me, that was playing outside of the rules. You can talk about houses, because we compete on many different levels, but when you start talking about Raiden or Toronto, whatever y'all call them, I felt like it was below the belt, way, way below. And I don't even know if, well, I don't know Milan, so I don't know what he meant by that. But it was a very hurtful comment. It hurt me, and I know it. Raiden doesn't even play with y'all like that. He doesn't come on here and try to say slick comments. So to bring her husband in there, I think it was a little bit too much. But tonight, I just felt like y'all didn't defend her. And I've known Kelly for over 15 years, and one of the things that consistently happens to her is that people don't have her back the way she has theirs. And I think overall that's what bothered her. And the statements that you made tonight, Jasmine, were so powerful. And I know if Kelly, if she didn't hear them, she needs to hear them because you backed her 1,000%, and I love you for that.
Well, I'm sorry,
honey. I have to.
Are y'all there? I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I disagree. I don't feel like we need to defend Kelly. Kelly, you're fucking winning.
It wasn't defending. This
beat
here.
Wait. You said your part.
Yeah, but only the chess playing thing was the only thing I understood. The rest of it, I really didn't understand.
Okay, anyway. Like I said, I don't feel like we needed to defend Kelly. Kelly, you're fucking winning. Okay? You have the show that you have the hottest show. Like you said, people are coming up and trying to get into where you've already doing, where you've already been and what you're doing. So what is there to defend? It's like the only way you can know what the other girl is doing is if you stop what you're doing and look back. And I don't see what the problem is. Right?
Kelly?
I mean, it's showbiz. It's showbiz, girl. Why are you worried about that?
This is,
show this year because Milan came on the show. This is my problem, right? Milan came on the show, and I hate a hypocritical fact, okay, or a hypocritical person in general. If they can come up here and say, oh, I never said that, and I never did this, and I never did that, and everything, and then actually, these are things that you actually said. And for everybody to be here and all the show that night, somebody should have said, yes, Milan, you actually did say that. Don't be upset anything. Everybody just feels quiet, like, oh, well, yeah, yeah. And so that's where I got an attitude at, and I had to hang up, and I had to compose myself and get to Charlotte so I could be on the train and happy too with these cigarettes, but I needed a cigarette. And it was, and like everybody else that was in the chat room that heard it was trying to work with Jackie to find that show out so it could be brought on air. But once they found it, it was after 2 o'clock, so it couldn't be downloaded anymore into the system so everybody could hear exactly what Milan said. Because everything Kelly said was not personal. It was what other houses felt. Because Milan said, he's not trying to take any of my numbers. So it really didn't, I really don't have an opinion on the houses, Milan, or what they did. The opinions that I have opinions of other people. So for Milan to come on here and attack me and my house and my lover for opinions of other people, that is a person. And it has nothing more to do with Mother Couture. It has to do with Kelly Knight. Because it's what my lover involved in. He brought my house in it. But I'm gonna, that's where that person, and that's where I draw the line at. Okay? Like I tell everybody, there's many things you can do. But one thing you're not gonna play with my food, you're not gonna play with my food, you're not gonna play with my motherfucking house.
But do you guys understand where she's going with that?
Yes, I do, but in defense of that, Kelly, when you guys threw that out there, I was stuck on time on backtracking, so I couldn't even think. I'm like, what fucking show are they talking about, and when did that happen? So that was my thing. I'm like, what the fuck did that happen?
I really didn't know what was happening or what was going on. You know, I would have said something, but, you know.
Yeah, I was wrong, but I mean, if I knew the show and could recall it myself, I definitely would have defended it because, I mean, we're right as right, the wrong as wrong, you know?
And so that was, it just touched me in the soul, it just touched me in a bad spot. And for everybody, from the callers that called in and said, oh, I'm taking personal, maybe I wasn't taking anything personal. If I had gone on this show, maybe I'm going to continue to listen to the show. I might not have people say anything, but I'm going to continue to listen to the show because it's my show. But for the call of this personal, it's personal when he brought my lover involved. I never brought his lover involved. I didn't start reading Milan or saying anything negative about Milan. It's the after the fact of when he came on and started calling all types of fat bitches and my late ass house and my nasty ass lover and all types of. That's when I started to read Milan and talk about the things I started to say about Milan. Anything that I said before that point had no view of Kelly Couture or Kelly Knight. That was views of other girls who were trying to take numbers from their house that said they're going to gag the house of Milan at the award for other stuff. It had nothing to do with me. It's but you want to attack me. You want to sit here and attack me and attack my lover. Why attack my lover? You can read me all you want. My lover has nothing to do with this. Why do you want to bring my lover? Got to become personal. Got to have to check
you. All right, we have another caller, 718-304. You're on the air.
Kelly, I have a question for you. Do you feel like you can no longer trust the co-host to send you in any case or anything like that at this point?
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying at that instant right there when I said what I said, it felt like they just left me out. They just left me out to dry. I'm not saying that I can't trust them. This is my extended family. We do this on a regular basis. If we sit and talk and think after the show was over, before the show started, everything. This is my family. I'm just saying at that point, I felt they left me out to dry at that point. But I'm not saying I don't trust them. They're my sisters, my brothers, my uncle. Like, we're gonna be here. We're gonna ride the drive together.
Yeah, that was a devil.
With the double A plus list of Barbara. Okay, I love my cat. Okay,
I think what we all need to understand is that we lost Rodney for the night. I see him there. Are you there, R? All right. We're going to do a roll call. Divine, are you there?
I'm here.
Nicole?
Yeah, I'm right here.
London?
Yes.
And Kelly. R is there, but I'm not sure if he's on the other line. But I think what we all need to understand at one point or another is, and I think Kelly does understand this, and she does respect, you know, Divine and, you know, and Rodney and everyone. You know, Rodney and Milan have a friendship. Divine and Milan have a friendship. I don't think anyone is trying to pull anyone away from it. And I think that, you know, them calling into the other show is not what the major issue is, because, you know, no one can come between the relationship that Milan has with Rodney or Divine. You know, that is their friendship. It's like we all have our own little friendship in our own little way. So I don't think that that's what the problem is at all. And I think that that's what we need to respect. So with them calling in and being a part of the show, I don't think that that's an issue. Even when Kelly called me earlier today and said that Nicole and her were going to be listening to the show, I told her, don't call in. And she said, no, I'm going to call in and wish them, you know, wish them a successful show. I said, girl, don't call in. I told her not to call in, but she said she wanted to, but I don't even know what happened after that. I just didn't want a whole bunch of feedback or negativity to come from it. That's why I told her not to call in. But I think that people need to understand that it's not a power struggle here.
I was definitely going to call it and definitely congratulate them on the show. But all the little catty shade that was coming from everybody, that's what deterred me from calling, because I don't have a problem with anybody having, I don't have a problem with anybody having a show or doing a show. It's more time for anybody to do a show. I know what I do over here, and my show is definitely great, and it's definitely everybody loves here, okay? Those girls, and it's no shade to them, those girls will have the personality to take it to what I do over here, to take it to keep people in tune. You know why? And I'm going to tell you exactly why you don't have it. Everybody says, stop giving out the people from your show. No, I'm going to give it to you. You know why? Because I have the backbone that I can say whatever I want and don't have to worry about the repercussions that come from behind without what I do. People over there they don't have that spine to stand up and say whatever's on their mind or whatever listeners is going to send them over, because they always want to think about the repercussions and what's going to come behind. I don't think about that. I just go with it and I just do it. I'm done.
Well, hopefully
okay.
This will be over soon.
Okay.
I'm tired of hearing it.
It's definitely going to be over. And I tried, and I was going to come. I was definitely going to come before they showed it over and definitely get stuff to break up. But all of that shade and all of that stuff, the church is doing that, okay? And so that's exactly why I didn't call. I didn't press one, but I was definitely on the phone line, and I was definitely listening from the moment the show started. I was listening. Maybe people called me on three-way. People called me on three-way with the show on three-way. Like, girl, are you listening to the show? Do you hear the big man on the show? I'm like, okay, I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to it. Okay, the same way they say they listen to the show every night, and they can't live without this show, and the same way I was listening with that show, and I was definitely going to come on again. I was definitely going to come to welcome back. You know how everybody do it. Wendy Williams first came on, all the rest of the morning talk shows definitely came on, and they welcomed her to the same for that first show. That's exactly what I was going to do, because that's what other shows do. When you first come on, everybody comes and they welcome you when you first come on the air. But after that welcome that first time, you don't see
everybody that's dealing with other shows come back on to that show unless they're promoting a brand or promoting something that they need to promote.
So, Kelly, let me ask you a question. Why do you feel like you cannot speak to Milan?
Being Milan stage goes back way back. Long time ago, being Milan had shaded or had played. I think what had happened. I came to Chicago to walk a ball in Chicago, and I spent a lot of money to walk the ball, and the fucking shit got shut down. That's where my
I remember that I was there. It was the bar where where Rodney snacked him with that money.
Yeah, and I came to fucking walk the ball, and the ball got fucking shut down. And for me to be a big girl, and me to take and spend my money on a flight and dresses and shoes and stuff, for me to walk a ball and the ball got shut down, that's where my fuse go. And that's where it went from there. And then it just carry on and on. And then I just really hate people that have balls. And it's all the time to turn around, balls get shut down, and went from that. That everyone would be a part of the house with Rahi and be voting over him and him not coming to the house and everything. And that's just the way I feel. And I feel that way, and I'm gonna say this once again. I feel that way here with the House of the Store. There's so many fab girls out there in different houses that want to come over here and they want to be a part of the House of the Store, but they want to sit back watching exactly where the house is going before they come to the this house. And I felt that way about the law. Oh, you want to witness the athlete, you win the $1,500 in North Carolina to become a Mizrahi? No. If you want to become a Mizrahi, you come one down and come out and win this $1,500 at one. And that's why I voted over him to get it to the house.
Let's press the mute game, honey, because everybody's phone is there.
I'm here.
Here.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know whose phone is going there, but 773-937, you're on the air. 773-937, you're on the air. All right, if you guys are on the phone line, before we start wrapping it up, please press 1 if you want to come on the line and give your last couple of statements or whatever. Kelly, I don't know, Kelly.
I don't know
if it's you or not, but...
Jasmine.
Yes.
Milan said he's trying to press 1, but he can't get through.
I see Milan right there, but Milan has not pressed 1. I didn't know if you wanted to come on, Milan. Milan, you're on the air.
Yes.
You're on,
hear
Milan.
Me?
Yes, we
okay.
hear you.
Kelly, I want to just let you apologize because I honestly do not remember saying anything about your lover. I think a lot of the things that you're saying right now is kind of revolving around something that was supposedly said about your lover. I don't recall saying anything about your lover. I don't know your lover. I didn't even know you had a lover. So I don't recall saying anything about your lover. But if I did, I definitely would like to apologize to you because, you know, I think it's time for us to move past this situation. Some of the things that you're saying have truths to it. But a lot of it is a lot of half-truths, and I think you're kind of focusing on certain things that are not necessarily 100% factual, meaning that you're not really looking at both sides of what the scenarios are. When I say that, I definitely want to, again, repeat, because I just listened to the show that me and you kind of got into the spat about. And I want you to also remember that you mentioned something about a ban list, that I was trying to put you on a ban list, and that my bitch ass shouldn't worry about you, but I should be more worried about all the ballroom houses coming together and going to serve my house. So at the beginning, of your conversation, on one hand, you're saying you never mentioned, you never disrespected me, you never read me, and you never mentioned my house. But those are your exact statements that you said, because I just listened to the show. I wrote down what you said verbatim, and that's what prompted me to call this inspiration show. Irregardless of the fact of you actually being the one who initiated the topic of myself, calling me out of my name about something that I never even thought about. I didn't even know you were involved in any fight in Ohio. I just heard it was a disturbance in Ohio. I didn't even know it was you. Marquise and Goddess both called me and said, you know, you didn't even get into a fight. Marquise didn't fight. It was kind of like a voguing queen or some girl that was voguing who was kind of you and her was going back and forth. And I moved on from it. So for me to call into the radio show after you read me is definitely the truth. Our chat that we had and my video that I made in response to what you did as far as reading me for almost an hour along with Jasmine and muting me. And I remember on several occasions, this is supposed to be the place where everybody has a voice and everybody can talk. That definitely was something that was not showcased at that. So my video response was definitely in response out of anger and out of what you had did to me on that radio show. But irregardless of that as well, you know, we're all adults. I've talked to Jasmine. I tried to get you on the phone on several occasions. I think this is getting a little bit redundant. It's getting out of hand, and it's really not even that detrimental or that serious, because at the end of the day, everything that I felt like, everything that was said that night from myself, from you, and from Jasmine was out of anger. I don't really feel any type of way about you. It's only one person in the world that I feel any type of hatred towards or any type of negativity towards, and that's somebody who pulled a weapon out on me. So, you know, I really think, you know, at the end of the day, I think we need to be more cognitive of the situations when we're thinking back on situations, because a lot of times we kind of focus on one thing, which is could not necessarily be the real truth at the end of the day. So, with that being said, again, I do want to apologize if I did say anything about your lover. Again, I don't recall saying anything about your lover, but if I did, I do want to apologize.
Hold on, that you wrote that everything that I said on that show. So you telling me that you spoke
and again,
that I said,
again,
but
Kelly, I'm telling you,
I just listened to it and I didn't say
anything about your lover. So if, but you're saying that I did, and I don't want to argue with you. I just want us to move past this.
No,
so if
she let you. She actually let you talk. Can you let her talk? You know?
Okay. Right, Kelly. You're right. So Kelly, just go.
Let me tell you something. What I don't like about your show is, okay, and this is what I'm going to tell you, but it's real, right? Okay, your little drop of speech that wants to have a whole...
Kelly, hold on, wait. Kelly, can
you... like my obviously...
Kelly, can you turn up your phone? I really honestly can't.
Hold on.
Okay, we have to understand that.
Can you hear me now?
If you, I'm going to want... This is what I'm going to do.
Wait,
because
hold on.
It is too... It
yeah,
is too loud. It is too loud. And I'm going to mute Divine for a sec. I'm going to mute Nicole. I'm going to mute RR. I'm going to mute London. And I'm going to mute myself. And I'm going to let Kelly and Milan speak. But, Kelly, if you can get off your Bluetooth, because we can hardly hear you. And, Milan, let her talk before you cut her off, okay? Go ahead.
No
you guys
problem.
Have the floor. Go ahead.
No problem.
Like I said earlier, everybody that you and Camaro know, y'all didn't say anything. But I'm an old queen, honey. I've been doing this since 95. And all the little underhand and shady things that Temperance was doing on that show tonight, but then when she sits on the phone with Jasmine, she wants to act like, oh, I don't want no problems. I don't do that. I don't like that. Okay.
Can I respond to that part? And then
go ahead.
Go to the next point. Temperance was the person who called into the show. Temperance is not a part of the like any part of the show. Like she's not a host on the show. She called in basically that me and Camaro in our house room on Facebook posted that the show was about to start, and we would appreciate if everybody in the house called into the show.
Hold on, Milan, really quickly. I'm sorry, but your phone is cutting off a little bit, and I do have to step into that. But to my understanding, someone sent me a message saying that you called Temperance House as a host or co-host, and even Temperance had to clarify that she wasn't. Is that true?
No, that didn't happen. So Temperance is not a part.
What Jasmine just said did happen. You did call Temperance a co-host, and Temperance stopped you and said, "No, I'm just calling in to just talk."
If that was said, I don't know. Tempest is not a co-host, so if I said it, maybe it was in a different light. I'm not really sure the logistics of how I said brought Tempest on, but I know Tempest is not a co-host. But, you know, my point is Tempest is not a co-host. Tempest is a person who was brought into the show because I posted in our ballroom group. Of course, I know Tempest's phone number by heart because that's my gay mother. And, again, I don't recall Tempest anything negative about you either, Kelly. I honestly don't.
She didn't say anything. I never said she said anything negative, Milan. And everybody that listened to the show and called in here caught the little catty shade that Temperance and Jay was throwing. Everybody.
Can you do me a favor?
All the little catty shade that they were throwing and the little things that they were saying. I'm so glad we have a positive show that we don't have to listen to all that negativity and all types of little things. But I'm not saying I'm upset with you, Milan. What I'm saying is I don't like the fact of Tipper's fake phony ass giving overall mother Georgia sweet peas on the phone with Jasmine and all types of things, and didn't want to come on that show and throw little catty underhand shade. If you're going to be real, be fucking real. Don't act like, oh, I'm the peacemaker and I don't have no problems with the House of Law and the House of Broadway, but you want to come and throw old catty fucking shade. That's where my attitude comes from. Okay, all that cattiness and all that shade. I don't have a problem with the House of Blondie, okay? Anything that I said about the House of Blondie came from all the other houses, that whatever y'all doing over there in that House of Blondie, as those kids are going back and telling their members and they're sending me stuff, that's where my problem comes at with the House of Blondie, because I'm just reading all what everybody is sending me. Y'all not trying to steal any of my members. I don't fuck what goes on in your house. But what I'm not going to stand for is Tipper's trying to act like she's all white woman and peachy and everything is cute and fine, and she's trying to rectify the problem on the phone with my sister, but they come on that radio show and give underhand toe shade. Because if the girls want shade,
again,
I can give them shade.
I'm going to apologize.
Anything negative. Jay with the underhand shades that they were throwing on that show, I don't like it and I don't see it. And for y'all to sit and for y'all three to sit on the phone with Jasmine and try to work the problem out, and then for them to come there and take and turn that situation into something and throw underhand shade, that's what fueled me up again.
Okay, listen,
but
Kelly.
We did agree that we knew callers were going to call in, and they were going to make it hot. So we knew that to expect that on their show, just like they know to expect it on this show, because it was going to happen.
So Kelly, I don't know. I never had a three-way conversation with Tempers, Jasmine. Me, Jasmine, and Camaro and Raven are the only people who had a conversation. And I was adamant about getting you on the phone that night. Jasmine told me that she would try to give you a call. Raven also said the same thing, and they will be calling me back on Sunday. But in the meantime, Jasmine would be speaking from her standpoint on a Monday show. And once we all get a resolution, meaning me, Kelly, Jasmine, and Camaro all got on the phone and got a resolution, we would all agree to also delete the videos and also to delete that radio show that was broadcasted on Pins or Chops. I called Raven Monday. I called Raven Tuesday to see if she had talked to you to get you on the phone. I don't know what transpired between that and now that you haven't got on the phone. But I really do want to move forward. I mean, it's not that serious. And then the stuff about the truthful things that you said as far as, like, the House of Mizrahi and stuff like that, yeah, that is true. You know, I was supposed to be coming out as the overall father of the House of Mizrahi that night, and, I, you know, you did vote over me for whatever reasons you did, and that was shade, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I don't take it personally. And then you asked the question earlier about if I was trying to start a radio show, why did their music sound the way it did? In all actuality, I had been thinking about starting a radio show directly the day after the Blind Ball, and it was only supposed to be me and Camaro. All the other members are all newer members except for Harold, because I talked to Harold, and I asked Harold, and he said, you know, he was thinking about being on the red carpet, and, you know, me and him kind of went back and forth for a week or two, and I wasn't even expecting Harold to even call into the show today, because I hadn't talked to Harold, and Harold was there.
Hold on, Milan. Let me stop you now. See, this is where it becomes a problem, because you said, okay, you thought about this after the Blonde Ball. And
directly the day after the Blonde Ball.
After the Blonde Ball. Everybody else just came on a week or so ago. Now, when we speak to everybody else, oh, it's been in the works for 2 months, and they talked to Milan 2 months ago, but you just said out your mouth, you just spoke to them a week or so ago.
I don't know what everybody else is telling you. I'm telling you the truth, okay? So this is between me and you.
Okay.
This is the truth. The people who got on the show, when I decided that, yes, this is when we're going to start the show, this was probably about two, at the most, you know, because, again, I don't want to get caught up in numbers or whatever, but at the most, it's probably been no more than 2 weeks that Vicky, Divine, Harold, Jay, and all those people was brought on into the conversation that me and Camaro had talked about as far as starting a radio show. Me and Camaro had been thinking about starting a radio show all the way back until after the Blonde Ball, because I knew it was going to be a big juice that we all end up being in one house. We always talk about what other people are calling in and saying and all the other stuff. And at this point, after the almost a 2.5-hour conversation that me and Jasmine talked about, I am definitely in understanding that people will call, people will say things, people will do things on a radio show. But also, you know, you have to be cognitive of that too. You know, I have no control over what other people will call in the future. I have no control over what people will call in and say now.
I don't have no problem with what any of your callers call in and say. My problem is, and I told you what my problem is.
Okay, I get that, because Temperance, I'm 100% with you with that. I understand. But I'm just saying, for me, you know, I don't want you to think after the conversation me and Jasmine had, baby, it's been left that day. It's like we're beating the dead horse. When people tried to call in, even when Nicole called in,
I was listening to your show. I heard when the boy calls in and the boy said, okay, Kelly calls in the show, y'all hung up on him. I don't have a problem with any of your callers calling in and they reading me or anything or any of that nature. The only problem I had was with those two people in your house throwing their caddy shade. I don't have any problems with any of your callers, because your callers are going to do what they do. We cannot control the caller.
Okay, so the problem,
we can't control Jay, and we can't control Temperance.
Okay, Temperance, and I will have a conversation with them. I just have one more thing that I want to ask you. I want to know, what problem do you have with me at this point? Because that's why I'm on this phone, because I really am, you know, Kelly, honestly, this ballroom stuff is secondary to me. You know, even though I am an overall father, ballroom is secondary to me. You know, I don't want to have any bad energy where you're on a judges panel or you're chopping, or if you see me, you want to fight and all of that. That's not why I joined this house, Blonic. That's not why I came back to a house. I don't know, you know, again, I know that we got into a spat on the radio show, and we both said things that were kind of way out there. But I, you know, again, it's done with. You know, I apologize. I haven't heard you apologize. But, you know, I think we need to move past it. And I do want to hear you apologize, because I feel like I took the first step to apologize to you. Let me just finish my statement. I took the necessary steps for us to move forward, get an understanding, and be adults and rectify the situation. You know what I'm saying? You getting upset again about what people did, I had no control over them, and I do understand what you're saying about maybe Temperance calling Jasmine and having a conversation, and then if you felt like she was being shady. But I think between you and Temperance, you two can talk. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I really want to move past it. You know what I'm saying? I really do. So I'm going to let you go.
Let me tell you one thing. One thing I'm not going to do is I'm never going to be hypocritical, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to apologize for the views of whatever that y'all have going on in your house. I really don't care whatever y'all doing or whatever. Those is what people called in here and people said, and they sent messages to me for me to say it because they don't have a backbone. I'm not going to apologize for what they have to say because those are not my opinions on the House of Blondie.
No, Kelly, listen, wait. We're not talking about the House of Blondie. Hold on, wait. Let me just say this. I want to get this out so you can hear what I'm saying. When you thought, now this is what I want you to apologize for because I'm going to apologize for what I did. But when you thought that I was trying to put you on a ban list, which I was not, you immediately made a statement saying, and bitch, Miss Milan. Hold on, wait, Kelly, can I please say this?
Let me stop you, Milan, because Milan, remember Milan. You can't say you want me to apologize for that because I wasn't in that room when you made that statement. So I know what was going on in that room
Everybody that's in the room, which is Divine and which is Rodney, which is Carol, which
Divine,
is James, which
Divine,
is
I was with James. I was with James and Rodney that weekend.
Kelly, what's your screen name? Everything that's in this room is still in here. I'm gonna add you to the group right now. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm in the real spoken legends and icons.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you said that I was trying to ban you to a ban list as a fight. That was in the National Ballroom Alliance.
Where you asked for the video at was in the Real Spoken and Icons room. Is where you asked for the video at.
Hold on, wait. You're talking. See, that's what I'm telling you. I didn't even know. Nobody. There was no video. There was no fight. And actually, if you were in the Real Spoken, I think Divine and Rodney is both in that group. Tony Milan is actually the person who said it was a fight that happened in Ohio. What are we going to do about that? I said, what fight? Nobody responded. God has called me when I made that post and asked me and told me what happened. Goddess Rodeo, because she's in that group. So after that situation was done, nobody even mentioned Kelly or anything as far as putting you on a
band. Milan, she got disconnected, and she's not going to be able to call back in because it's about that time. But at least that was a start, so we're going to just end it at that. So thanks for calling, Milan, and hopefully when she does settle back in New York, you guys can speak one-on-one about it. Or I don't know where it's going to go from here, but she's gone, and I know with the phone lines, and there's only 4 minutes into the show, she's not going to be able to call back in, so... We'll leave it at that. She could text me. Divine, Nicole, R.R., London, you guys are back. We only have 3 minutes left into the show. You guys want to make some closing statements? Divine, go ahead.
Wow. Everybody, good night. It was a quite interesting show, a lot of ups, downs, and all arounds as usual. But hey, like I said, I love it. That show biz, that's what this is about. Everybody has an opinion. Let's get it out there.
All right, Javon, thank you and have a good night. RR, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I just want to say that we as leaders and we as legend statement stars and icons, we have to lead by example. And I think that we're making some very good moves towards leading by example and continue to stay on this path.
Okay. Thank you, RR. Nicole, anything about tomorrow's show for you?
Just look forward tomorrow to my show. I'll have a couple of surprises, so I'll definitely be there. Good night, everybody.
Okay. London, you want to say anything before we close up?
I just want to say I think everyone should learn how to have fun and get your panties out a bunch.
Okay, thank you, London. All right, thank you to the callers that are on the line. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow for Nicole's Sister to Sister For Real show. This Wednesday will be my State of Emergency show where we talk about house issues, house parents, house children,
And we'll be back next week for the recap. You guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.